days, which is 8 to 10 hours of work a week. To receive your free info pack, call 303-271-1234. That's 303-271-1234.
Hey, Marvin. Al Franken. Ed Schultz. Randy Rhoads. The Majority Report. This is AM 760. Progressive Talk.
KKZN. Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
Senators debate immigration compromise.
This is something that has to be done.
The CIA leak controversy.
Did the president sign off on Iraq intel leaks?
Emotional testimony at the Mousavi trial.
Reliving the horror at the World Trade Center.
Good morning, I'm Dan Revive with the CBS World News Roundup. Deal or no deal? Live to CBS's Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill, senators from both parties had a plan giving legal status to many immigrants who came in without visas. But Bob, no vote on that?
The devil is in the details, and just a day after reaching agreement on that bill to let most illegal immigrants stay and apply for citizenship, the Senate is now sinking in a swamp of politics and parliamentary maneuvers.
Everything we want to do, all the good we want to do in addressing immigration is going to come to naught, and that's the tragedy.
Republican leader Bill Frist warning it could all fall apart. Democrat Dick Durbin hopes it doesn't.
We shouldn't miss this chance, this historic opportunity, to seize this moment and to pass comprehensive immigration reform.
But the moment to resolve this is fleeting as the Senate plans to leave today on a two-week spring break. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Immigrant communities are keeping an eye on Congress. Latinos in East Los Angeles said they're hopeful that legal status is coming soon. The Roman Catholic Cardinal in L.A., Roger Mahoney, knows his activism on this is controversial. Mahoney questioned by CBS's Byron Pitts.
During your homily on Wednesday, you said, and I quote, "Allow the Lord Jesus to fill us up. Allow the Holy Spirit to touch the hearts and minds."
Especially this week of our elected senators in the United States Senate.
Is that the church's role, you think, to lean on senators?
We're not leaning on them. We're asking God to lean on them.
For you, this is a moral issue.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. This is not a political thing. This is a moral issue.
Now to the White House, facing new questions about leaking a CIA officer's name and other information on the Iraq War. A Democrat, Senator Charles Schumer.
The president has said that he'd fire anyone who leaked this kind of information. But it now seems that he authorized leaks just like this in the first place.
Reacting to testimony by Vice President Cheney's former top aide, Louis Scooter Libby. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer, Mr. Bush, who condemned those leaks, may have okayed them?
Right. The president's critics are talking about comments like this one in September of 2003.
If somebody did leak classified information, I'd like to know it, and we'll take the appropriate action.
The White House does not take issue with the prosecutor's account of the president's actions, but the court filing is the first hint that Mr. Bush played a role in disclosing intel on Iraq. Officials say he did not violate any laws. In fact, Attorney General Gonzalez says the president has the inherent authority to decide who should have classified information, Dan.
At the sentencing trial of Zacharias Mousavi, he seemed to enjoy seeing video of the World Trade Center collapsing, people jumping to their deaths. CBS's Barry Bagnato reports that the jurors heard some relatives of 9/11 victims.
Mike Lowe of Batesville, Arkansas, said his wife and his daughter Sarah were so close they'd get lost in each other's company and thoughts. Then Sarah died on American Flight 11. His wife, he says, now leads a life of pain and sheer devastation. The brother-in-law of victim Pandyala Vamsikrishna tearfully told how his sister hanged herself after her husband died, leaving a note saying, "The pain is excruciating. I can't live without him."
The trial's on a break till Monday. Today in London, CBS's Vicky Barker reports a verdict is coming in the lawsuit against the Da Vinci Code.
It's the biggest cover-up in human history.
The authors of Holy Blood, Holy Grail charge Dan Brown stole not key passages, but key themes for the Da Vinci Code. Author Andrew Sinclair is skeptical.
They're not even suing for plagiarism. They're suing for architecture.
If Brown does lose, the film release could be held up, and writers who base novels on published research will tremble. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Shaw Heights Middle School in Westminster reversing a ban on students displaying flags and patriotic items. That after Attorney General John Souther said the school violated student rights with the ban.
First, it's a constitutional right of expression. And second, there's a very express Colorado statute, 27-2-108.5, which says the right to display reasonably the flag of the United States shall not be infringed.
Southers had threatened to take action if the school did not reverse the ban. Last week, Shawheights principal Myla Shepherd instituted the ban after several incidents, including one where approximately 25 students wore camouflage clothing on one day. Skyline High School and St. Vrain Valley School District also imposed similar bans. Workers who are picketing against the RTD will vote on a new contract offer later today. The strike against Denver's mass transit system is entering day five. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Tim. We are going to see a messy one this morning. Wet roads, backsplash, and it's chilly out there. You want to bundle up. So far, no major issues for the drive. Things stacking up coming out of the north end. Southbound I-25 slows right around 84th Avenue. I-70 check and clear between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. 225 and 6th Avenue, they're both moving along fine and around town. Things are still pretty quiet on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal, and Highway 93. Turnpike looking pretty good through Broomfield and Westminster. Now, checking out the forecast, that's not so good. Wet, windy, cold, seeing snow, blizzard-like conditions.
Kid Rock brings the party back to Denver. Are you ready? April 20th, live from the Lecture Hall at Colorado Convention Center. Are you really kidding? Rock and roll stops, it'll blow your mind.
I feel like Jackson, Mississippi. Like Jackson, Mississippi.
Kid Rock. April 20th, live from the Lecture Hall at Colorado Convention Center. With the top that. Grab tickets now. On sale at all Ticketmaster outlets, HOB.com, or call 303-830-TIXS.
If it's gonna be big and it's gonna be bad, it's gonna be Kid Rock.
Look for his new CD, Live Trucker, in stores now.
Tree. And by the American Jewish Committee. I'm Charles Osgood. Senate leaders have agreed on an immigration compromise that would open the possibility of citizenship to millions of people here illegally.
And how would you characterize this? I think we've reached a plea bargain with 11 million illegal aliens.
Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina. And in the House, as Dana Rohrabacher of California puts it,
the vast majority of Republicans in the House are opposed to anything that smells of amnesty, and what the Senate gave us stinks of amnesty.
More after this for the American Jewish Committee.
The following is a paid announcement.
Which countries do Americans feel most warmly about? Which countries are considered America's best friends? A new national poll by Quinnipiac University gives the answers. Israel ranks third after England and Canada. Israel's strong showing underscores the unique ties between two nations united by common values. Both countries were founded by pioneers of courage, faith, and vision. Both countries have been enriched by immigrants from around the world who've brought vitality and spirit to their new homes. Both countries are vibrant democracies. Both countries contribute disproportionately to the advancement of science, medicine, and technology. Both countries respect and protect religious freedom for all. And both countries understand the threat to global peace posed by Iran's quest for nuclear weapons and terrorist groups like Hamas and Al-Qaeda. They understand the need to face these threats squarely and with resolve. America and Israel, a special relationship. Visit us at ajc.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
The Senate knows it has this one last chance before the Easter break to get an immigration bill through. Majority Leader Bill Frist.
We've had a huge breakthrough, which will allow us to pivot in the next several hours that will lead us to the conclusion of passing a very important bill.
But it's been several hours since he said that, and senators have been offering amendment after amendment in an effort to amend it to death. And Senator John McCain says getting a bill passed today is not going to be easy.
It's basically try to narrow down the amendments, have votes, and move forward with final passage. And it's going to be difficult.
President Bush is hoping they can get it done, though.
I appreciate their understanding there needs to be a comprehensive immigration bill. I recognize there are still details to be worked out. I would encourage the members to work hard to get the bill done prior to the upcoming break.
The Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid is hoping they can.
The movement is taking place by inches, but as with everything, it's the last few inches that count, and we're almost there.
But if passed, it would have to be reconciled with the House bill. And there, many say the Senate compromise would result in undocumented aliens fabricating their histories to stay in the United States.
It is going to be massive fraud.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
So let's say you go shopping, and you walk into the first store you come to. The store says, hey, no need to shop those other stores. We'll give you our price and theirs, too. Well, you think, that would save you time. But then you come to your senses. How do you really know if you're getting the best deal?
Car insurance websites that promise multiple rate quotes can't speak for GEICO. Shop for yourself at GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
The Osgood File, April 7th, 2006.
This is the Hour of
No Power.
We're pedaling as fast as we can.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
It is cold out there. Good morning. 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 high today, 48. And what they're saying in the forecast is rain may change to snow. And it was cold this morning coming in, and rainy. You know, I kind of liked it a little bit. And for part of the way in, I, you know, had the window down a little bit and was enjoying the cold air and a little bit of the rain. But, man, what's up? We're getting into the weekend. Of course, tomorrow they're talking about mostly sunny skies and a high of 67. And then on Sunday, a high of 70. And on Monday, who wants to talk about Monday on Friday, but really on Monday, a high of 72. Good to have you along this morning, 303-713-7600. We've got some guests this morning, as well as we'll mix it up with open phones, and you can talk about whatever it is that's on your mind. Of course, there's so much in the news, as there seems to be every day this week. Last week, things seemed to be, you know, very, very slow, and this week, there just seems to be more than, man, than you can shoehorn in 4 hours' worth of time. Court, of course, you know the big story. Court documents, Libby testified the Bush okayed intelligence leak. Vice President Dick Cheney's former top aide testified that President Bush authorized the release of parts of a classified report on Iraq to rebut criticism of the case for the 2003 invasion. Federal prosecutors disclosed in documents released yesterday. The information did not name CIA agent Valerie Plame, whose 2003 exposure triggered an investigation that led to the indictment of I. Lewis Scooter Libby. Libby is charged, of course, with perjury and obstruction of justice and lying to the FBI and lying to FBI agents investigating Plame's exposure. Her outing came just days after her former husband, Ambassador Joe Wilson, publicly questioned Bush's assertions that Iraq had sought uranium from the African country of Niger for a nuclear weapons program. And suddenly this stuff gets leaked. And, of course, now the right wing's defense of this is, well, it's a president of the United States, and the president of the United States can take anything that's classified and declassify it and decide, you know, what to release. But, as I talked about yesterday afternoon on Ed Schultz's show, you know, there's a procedure that most presidents go through when it comes to this stuff. And it'll be interesting to find out whether this White House went through that procedure or not. I mean, you know, the president just doesn't look at a national intelligence estimate and say, well, okay, you know, call up Judith Miller of the New York Times and give her this, and I think it's okay that we do this. I mean, that's not, you know, generally what happens. And Bush has said on numerous occasions, at least 8 occasions, Bush has said, has made comments about finding the leaker. You want me to give you a couple of those quotes? Here's one, the most famous, from September 30th, 2003. I don't know of anybody in my administration who leaked classified information. If somebody did leak classified information, I'd like to know it, and we'll take the appropriate action. Well, what do you do if it's you that's the one who's leaking? Here's President Bush again. On September the 30th, 2003. If there's a leak out of my administration, I want to know who it is. And if a person has violated law, the person will be taken care of. I have told our administration people in my administration to be fully cooperative. I want to know the truth. If anybody has gotten any information inside our administration or outside of our administration, it would be helpful if they came forward with the information so that we can find out whether or not these allegations are true, and to get on about the business. And then there's numerous other quotes that the president used in regards to the leaking of the information. And what makes this unusual is, as I said before, that this is not the usual way
that George W. Bush, this is not the usual way that the president of the United States would declassify information, which in other words is to go to the vice president, according to Scooter Libby, which he testified in front of a grand jury, go to the vice president and say to the vice president, okay, you know what, have Scooter Libby or have somebody leak this information here, I declassify it, and go ahead and leak it. And taking, you know, somebody like Scooter Libby as the instrument for the transmission of the information and putting Scooter Libby in play. So we've got that going on and that being held over from that breaking yesterday. And this morning, we're going to talk to Jennifer Palmieri, who is Vice President of Communications at the Center for American Progress. She was the National Press Secretary for the 2004 Edwards presidential campaign. She also held the position of National Press Secretary for the Democratic National Committee during the 2002 election cycle, and she's an eight-year veteran of the Clinton White House. And we're going to ask her what she thinks about that, and that's coming up at the bottom of the hour here. Also, President Bush's approval ratings have hit a series of new lows. In an AP Ipsos poll, it shows that Republicans also are surrendering their advantage on national security, which is grim election year news for a party struggling to stay in power. Democratic leaders predicted they will seize control of one or both chambers in November. Republicans said they fear that the worst is coming unless the political landscape quickly changes. These numbers are very scary. We've lost every advantage we've ever had, said the GOP pollster Tony Fabrizio. The good news is Democrats don't have much of a plan. The bad news is they may not need one. And see, that's that whole conventional wisdom thing that's manufactured by the Republican Party, that Democrats don't have a plan, when indeed Democrats have tons of plans and have been putting plans out on the table now for, you know, ever and a day. But because they're the minority party, these plans never get much coverage. Speaking of plans out on the table, have you heard this story? This is in Raw Story this morning, and it affects us here in Colorado. John Kerry has a plan to get us out of Iraq. He was all over the tube yesterday with it, including on Hardball with Chris Matthews and numerous other shows. A bitter exchange occurred on the Senate floor yesterday after Senator Wayne Allard, here we go again, Wayne Allard, Republican of Colorado, claimed that a resolution calling for deadlines for withdrawal from Iraq had been politically motivated. Allard had claimed that in Senator John Kerry, we're seeing, and I'm quoting here, we're seeing an individual who is being spun in the political winds. He added that a Kerry resolution calling for Iraq pullout is nothing anyone should take very seriously. Allard also repeatedly compared the senator negatively to President George W. Bush, seemingly suggests that the occupation should continue because he believes Bush motives to be genuine. We see Senator Kerry going and being spun in the political winds while the president remains strong, remains forceful. This is Allard speaking. He is truly a leader in a very difficult situation in Iraq, and that's why I feel so very committed to supporting the president. Good. You know what? Don't you wish that this guy was standing for re-election now and instead of 08 and had to face Mark Udall now with the way the American public feels about Iraq and about the president and the Republican Party? Now, Kerry wasn't there when Allard made these comments, but he returned to the floor. And he took up the blistering debate. He said, when it comes to issues of war and peace and young Americans dying, notably nobody spins me, Kerry announced early into a long and forceful rebuttal. Kerry continued his argument that Iraq would respond to a deadline and form a government allowing the U.S. to exit faster. This time he directed his remarks squarely at Allard. Let me ask you, Senator from Colorado, is it okay that young Americans are dying right now while politicians in Baghdad are frittering away time and squandering the opportunity that our soldiers fought to give them? You know, Wayne Allard, I'm ashamed this guy represents me. I really am. And you ought to be ashamed that he represents you, too, as well. All right. And then there's the flag controversy, which we spent all day yesterday about. Ban on banners at schools have been lifted after the Attorney General and the ACLU say it violates rights. The ban on flags and wearing flag-themed camouflage clothing will end today at Shaw Heights Middle School. The Westminster School District announced late yesterday. The district cited an opinion by Colorado's Attorney General that principals can't order students not to bring flags to school, plus exemplary behavior of the students as reasons for ending the neutral dress code imposed last week. You know, I said this all day yesterday. I don't favor dress codes, and I think students should be able to wear whatever they want to wear. However, you know, I've lived in cities where, for instance, sports insignia stuff, jackets, hats, and things like that were banned. Students couldn't wear them to school because, you know, they were often affiliated with gangs. But I still maintain that what I said yesterday is true. I don't think the Myla Shepherd, I don't think that the people in the schools were doing this because they're unpatriotic, as the right wing is trying to spin this off to be, and right wing talk radio is basically leaking all over themselves with this story, trying to get people inflamed. I don't think that that has anything to do with it. I think they were trying to make sure that things didn't get messy between the students. And, you know, it's sad that the right wing gets off on this. And Bill Owens, of course, stirred the pot, too, by making comments. And, you know, I guess you got to do things for ratings out there. I guess that's what it amounts to. 620, 20 minutes after 6, 303-713-7600. Four open lines. It's the hour of...
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are. And you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
Is replacing your car's windshield on your to-do list? Give Shock Glass a call. They handle the insurance paperwork so you don't have to. Their mobile installers can have your auto glass replaced while you work. Want a discount? Ask your coworkers if they also need their auto glass replaced. For a quick quote, call Kenny Shock at 720-226-4914. Whether for commercial, residential, or auto, give Kenny Shock a call at 720-226-4914.
It's coming soon, Lifeline Church in Broomfield.
I'm Pastor James Greggs, inviting you to Lifeline, your family's new church. Come by our kickoff service and meet your community and make new friends. Learn about Lifeline Church and our unique and energetic style at denversnewchurch.com.
Go to denversnewchurch.com to find out about our God and Gas contest. Look for Lifeline kickoff service invitation in your mail or join us Saturday, April 8th at 5:30 p.m. at the Broomfield Community Center. For information, call 720-887-3353 or go to denversnewchurch.com.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
It. That's 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
Hey, this is Ed Schultz. Want to have dinner with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
Good morning, 624, 24 minutes after 6. High today, 48. Rain, maybe some snow. And you can sign up to win that eco trip to Costa Rica. I want you to win. I want somebody from this show to win. Sign up now at AM760.net. Bickering delays the illegal immigration deal. Partisan bickering has got that thing delayed, so we'll see if anything happens with that today. Also, how many of you, by the way, 303-713-7600, it's the hour of no power here. And I got four open lines. I guess you and I, Turk, are the only ones awake this morning. How many of you saw this yesterday? This guy, Harry Taylor. You know, the White House has got Bush out kind of trying to be everyday man and trying to show that he can have a give and take with ordinary Americans and that he doesn't have to always appear in front of a hand-picked audience. So yesterday he's in Charlotte, North Carolina. He's at an appearance before the World Affairs Council of Charlotte where he took questions from the audience. And Harry Taylor rises up, and this is what he says to George W. Bush.
You talk about freedom. I see you assert your right to tap my telephone, to arrest me and hold me without charges, to try to preclude me from breathing clean air and drinking clean water and eating safe food. If I were a woman, you'd like to restrict my opportunity to make a choice.
I'm not your favorite guy. Go ahead.
I have never felt more ashamed of nor more frightened by my leadership in Washington, including the presidency, by the Senate and
no, no, let her
say.
Let her speak.
Yeah. And I feel like, despite your rhetoric, that compassion and common sense have been left far behind during your administration. And I would hope from time to time that you have the humility and the grace to be ashamed of yourself, inside yourself.
I'm going to start off with what you first said, if you don't mind. You said that I tap your phones. I'm not going to apologize for what I did on the terrorist surveillance program. If we're at war, we ought to be using tools necessary within the Constitution on a very limited basis, a program that's reviewed constantly to protect us. Now, you and I have a different of agreement on what is needed to be protected. But you said, would I apologize for that? The answer is absolutely not.
There's George W. Bush. Well, what do you make of that? Good for Harry Taylor. Good for him standing up and saying that to the president. And Bush's answer, to me, is very lame. Very lame indeed. And, of course, he tries to show that he's the everyday guy and, he's a nice guy and that he can get into the give and take. And, well, you're saying I'm not your favorite person. Ha ha, and the audience laughs. No, and his response is so lame. Because what he did is against the Constitution. And it's obvious that he and Alberto Gonzalez can't read the Constitution. And they didn't take the matter before Congress because they believed that Congress probably wouldn't have okayed it. And their majority party controls Congress. So what does that tell you about the whole thing? And I just think this guy, Harry Taylor, is great. So good for him. Glad he stood up and did that. And I'm tempted to play that throughout the morning. Now, Bob Schieffer of CBS News, and we'll play this a little bit later on in the morning for you, also took a shot at the president over this whole leak situation. And he took a pretty good shot at him. And we'll play that, too. Throughout the morning. Plus, take your phone calls on whatever it is that you want to talk about. If you want to go back into, which seemed yesterday on the Ed Schultz show, is all anybody wanted to talk about was the immigration thing. I mean, that's still going on out there. If you want to talk about that, if you want to get into the whole flag issue, or if you want to talk about this latest revelation about George W. Bush through Dick Cheney authorizing Scooter Libby to give out this so-called sensitive or classified information about Iraq, which now, of course, the right wing is retreating and saying, they're trying to cover the president's tracks by saying, well, he has the right to decide what's classified and not classified. Where, normally what the president does is the president goes to the CIA and goes to other intelligence experts and says, okay, can I release this information? And then they release it. He doesn't do it without not going to them. And then on top of that, he doesn't, give it to a subordinate, which is what Scooter Libby is, passing it through the vice presidency to a subordinate, and having a subordinate get on the phone and call Judith Miller, and there's some indications that, that when Libby met with Judith Miller over this, that Libby had the information in front of him and then give it to Judith Miller. This generally isn't done. And you know what I'd like to ask the White House is, I'd like to ask the White House, and by the way, there was a press conference yesterday morning, early in the morning, with Scott McClellan, a press briefing. Do you know that not one member of the press, once again, not one member of the press, stood up and asked Scott McClellan about this story? That it went largely unnoticed yesterday morning. That there was not one question asked by the so-called, quote-unquote, liberal press. So what does that tell you? But I'd like to ask the White House, I mean, do you have any paperwork to back up this declassification? Did you follow normal channels? Did you consult security experts before you gave out this information? And let's assume that Valerie Plame's name is nowhere in here. But the idea of using intelligence information to go after political opponents and to rebut political opponents is very, you know, smacks of Richard Nixon. And you got to wonder. You got to wonder if the Republican Party has got the guts, if anybody in the GOP, certainly Senator Wayne Allard wouldn't be one of those people, but if anybody's got the guts in the GOP to stand up and say, wait a minute, what went on here is not right, it's not kosher, and we got a real problem. All right, 303-713-7600. Coming up next, Vice President of Communications at the Center for American Progress, Jennifer Palmieri. We'll get her read on this. It's 6:31, 29 minutes in front of 7. It's wet, it's windy out there, and let's take a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey. Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Going to be a messy one this morning, dealing with wet roads, backslash, and it's chilly out there, so you want to bundle up before you head out. Dealing with a couple accidents right now, a three-car crash tied up the right lane south on I-25 near Colfax. Also have a head-on collision working westbound I-70. This one's sitting west of Bennett. Now, 225 and 6th Avenue starting to pick up a little bit this morning, and around town, streets are filling in now on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Turnpike a little sluggish eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos and onto the forecast. That's not so good. Wet, windy, cold, seeing a blizzard.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
What if an expert who knew everything about Denver business could give you a 5-minute listing once a week of people and companies to read more about or to contact in order to move your business forward? Imagine the time you'd save and the money you'd make. Well, you can have this expert and his list, but it'll cost you $1.09 a week. Call 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
You know what? Now you got another hour of buying power at Rocky's Autos. They're into their summer hours, which is Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. But you know what? If you come after 9, they'll stay late, and you'll be fine, and they'll take care of you. And Rocky's Autos has got their matching down incentive going on, up to $1,500. So if you put $1,500 down, they'll put $15 down, and $1,500 down, and it's like having $3,000 down. Or if you put $500 down, they'll put $500 down, and it's like having $1,000, or $1,000 makes $2,000. And they've got the largest, cleanest selection of late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado, virtually everything you can think of there to look at, including Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. And you get more bang for your buck at Rockies, plus people who are dedicated to making your buying experience one of the best. They've got over 100 people out there, and I mean everybody from A to Z there is dedicated to making sure that your buying experience is a good one. So get on out to Rockies. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. That's almost 25 years now of doing business along the Front Range. And their new hours are there, too, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rocky's Autos. Check them out online at rockysautos.com or drop by and see them at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Rocky's Autos.
How long does it take to give your home a spring makeover? 48 hours. During the 48-hour sale at Sears, where you'll have 2 days to upgrade your appliances. Get 10% cash back after mail-in rebate on any home appliance over $399 when you use your Sears card. You'll have 2 days to improve your yard. All Craftsman mowers and tractors are on sale. Spring changes everything at the 48-hour sale, Friday and Saturday at Sears. Exclusions and restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 4806.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 6:35, 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Look for the high today to be 48. Rainy and snowy possibly, and it is wet and it's slippery out there. So be careful on the way to work. Well, the news breaks. Yesterday, court documents, Libby testified the Bush okayed intelligence leak through Vice President Dick Cheney. On the line with me, Vice President of Communications at the Center for American Progress, Jennifer Palmieri. And Jennifer, good morning, and welcome to AM 760.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
All right. What do you... Boy, you know, there just seems to be more going on here. What do you make of this latest revelation, and also the fact that now the defense is that the President of the United States can take any classified information and then declassify it.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think the most significant thing is that this shows that Bush and Cheney not just that they were involved, but that they were orchestrating the attack on Joe Wilson, and that, you know, went involved the president and the vice president themselves. And I think this is why the prosecutor, Patrick Fitzgerald, was so intent on having Judy Miller from the New York Times testify, because this is what she could testify to, the involvement that Libby did, in fact, leak to her, the information that Libby says was authorized for him to leak by the President of the United States. So I think it's a very significant development, and this is why Fitzgerald has been taking so long. I mean, I don't think he's just sitting over there twiddling his thumbs. I think that he is laying out a pretty significant and serious case against that will maybe not put the president or the vice president in legal jeopardy, or maybe it will, I don't know, but certainly will show a serious involvement and that they lied about it.
Here's one of the interesting things. Vice President Dick Cheney and Karl Rove are not on the witness list. Now, usually don't you, and I'm not a lawyer, but usually don't you leave people off the witness list if you plan to do something with them later?
Yes, that in these types of cases, that can be true, and that may be true of Rove. I just don't know that it's true of Bush, and I don't know. I mean, obviously, we know that Bush testified. He did not testify under oath.
No, not under oath.
And not at anybody's
trial either.
No, and certainly not at anyone's trial. So I don't know, and I thought it was interesting also that Fitzgerald sort of made a point to say, at least suggesting that Bush wasn't involved in leaking Valerie Plame's name, sort of like drew a circle around him, but not Cheney in that regard. But I think that I certainly don't think that Rove is out of jeopardy at all. You know, Fitzgerald still hasn't spoken to that. That's still an open question as to whether or not he's going to get indicted.
At the very least, doesn't this show that George W. Bush doesn't know how to tell the truth? I mean, on numerous occasions he said, you know, if I find out who's leaking my administration, if I find out who's leaking, I'm going to fire him. And now it turns out, from what we see here, that the leaker's him.
The leaker's him. I mean, it is even for this administration, it's breathtaking. And when I talked to White House reporters about this yesterday, they said, well, you know, what the White House is saying is that when Bush said he was concerned about the leaking of information, he was going to fire everybody, he meant the leaking of Valerie Plame.
Oh, I see.
I'm like, okay, is that really what your argument's going to be? That, well, he wasn't talking about this leak. He was talking about a different leak, and that they're, when they're having to parse at that point, it's pretty bad. I mean, he said very clearly leaking sensitive information, and clearly this is sensitive information. And also, incidentally, information that they knew to be incorrect at the time that Bush said to leak it.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? That's overlooked. That's right. You're right about that. That's true, too.
Yeah, they knew. I mean, this happened on July 8th, I guess, was what the filing said. So July 8th, they released it. Bush or Libby goes ahead and leaks this. And on July 11th, George Tenet, who was then the CIA director, put out a very methodical, thorough explanation of how they got the information on Niger and in the alleged uranium sales and why it was false. So they knew. So what they were really doing is putting out information that was classified that they knew to be false to justify the war that they got the U.S. in.
They're actually putting out disinformation, really, in reality.
Yeah, they're putting out, and then clearly, I mean, I think maybe, I don't know, but I would suspect that their strategy was, well, let's see if we can just try to nip this in the bud by getting Judy Miller to write about in the New York Times and say, well, actually, the National Intelligence Estimate concluded that there was that there was evidence of sales, which is not at all what the National Intelligence Estimate concluded, by the way, but. Maybe they thought they could nip it in the bud there, and then the story kept growing, and eventually Tenet, 3 days later, had to come out and say that they knew it was wrong.
6:40, 20 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Vice President of Communications at the Center for American Progress, Jennifer Palmieri. You know, the sad thing is, with the Republicans in control of everything, we're not going to get an investigation on this, and I wonder how long, you know, Republicans can sit on this and not want to look into it, because I think... You know, you and I and everybody else across this country is owed an explanation here as to what went on. I mean, did the president go to the CIA or did he go through the normal channels to find out if this stuff ought to be declassified? I mean, how did he reach this decision, or did he just wake up one day and say, okay, you know, we're going to declassify this because we need it as a, we need it to take on Joe Wilson?
Right.
We're never going to get an investigation of what's going on here under the present conditions.
Right, but I think that's probably true, and it doesn't seem that they went through. Now, I mean, he is the President of the United States. If he wants to, because we looked into this some because I worked for Clinton, and the President of the United States can say, I want to declassify this, and it's declassified. But he clearly did not, but that's not what happens. I mean, you go through an extraordinary process where CIA weighs in, the National Security Council weighs in, whatever other national security agencies, maybe it's state, maybe it's DOD, they weigh in, and it's highly unusual and certainly unprecedented in our administration anyway for the president to say declassify this. And I don't think a lot of thought went into it, and maybe it didn't. They didn't think it mattered because they knew it wasn't true. Right?
You'd also doesn't the president have to issue a signing order? I'd love to see if there's any paper.
An executive order?
Yeah.
He should. He should. Does the law require it? I don't know. I don't know. It's certainly highly unusual. And, even Libby said that it was unprecedented in his career in government. And he's been in government. He has had many, many years of government service. But to your question about whether or not the Congress will investigate this, I agree that with the Republicans in power, that looks unlikely. But the more that comes out about this leak and cover-up, and the closer those disclosures get to the election, I could see Republicans buckling and saying, we need to do something. I mean, it's not as if this is a popular president.
No, the opinion poll, the AP Ipso poll, shows him down again. And also shows the Republican Party down again this morning and losing their advantage on national security. Jennifer, thank you so much for being on the program.
Oh,
really do appreciate it. Thank you for being here.
Okay.
All right. There's Jennifer Palmieri. She is Vice President of Communications at the Center for American Progress. You want to comment on this or anything else? It's open phones here on this Friday morning, 303-713-7600. And I've got four open lines. The leaker-in-chief of CNN was calling it. And then Fox was going to great lengths, of course, to try to minimize what was going on here. But the fact is, the president said on many occasions, oh, you know, we find out who's leaking, they're going to be in big trouble. And then it turns out that the guy who's doing the leaking appears to be the president of the United States. The AP Ipso poll shows that Bush is continuing to lose ground and that the Republican Party is continuing to lose ground. Now the question is, how will the Democrats and how will we do in November? And hopefully... we'll be able to turn this thing around and start investigating and get some answers to these questions. Because you know what? Right now, the way things sit, we're not going to get any answers. All we're going to get are little bits and pieces, and we're not going to get a complete disclosure over what went on. And Chuck Schumer, who said that the American people are owed an explanation, and anybody else who can stand up everybody else can stand up and say that we deserve an explanation as to what went on here. But you know something? We're not going to get one because as long as the Republicans control both houses, nobody is going to move an inch to try to look into any of this stuff. And certainly, particularly when we have people in Washington, D.C., like Wayne Allard. It's 6:45, 50 minutes away from 7 o'clock, 303-713-7600 from this latest revelation about leaking of classified information to immigration, to the flag controversy, to the AP Ipso poll. Whatever it is you want to talk about, it's Friday. It's open phones. It's your call at 303-713-7600. By the way, don't forget to sign up for that eco trip to Costa Rica. Sign up now at am760.net because I want you to win. I want you to go to Costa Rica and have a great time at Crocodile Bay Lodge.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, around town, things are actually starting to pick up on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. The Turnpike's seeing more cars eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos and southbound I-25. Seeing the usual jamming from 104th down to the Turnpike, then things open up just a little bit, only to slow again because of this three-car crash tied up the right lane at Colfax. Westbound I-70, do have a head-on collision working. That's just west of Bennett. And 225 starting to fill in from Parker Road into the Tech Center. Checking the forecast, going to be a cold one today. Windy, wet, seeing blizzard-like conditions to the east and west of town. Today's highs in the upper 40s. We're at 45 degrees now in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Breakfast with Jay Marvin and Al Franken. Dinner with Jay Marvin and Ed Schultz. $500 cash. A grand prize? An eco trip to Costa Rica.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking.
Sign up for your chance to win on AM760.net.
The Denver Gay Men's Chorus presents Songs of the Heart at Montview Boulevard Presbyterian Church for two concerts only. Concerts are at 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow. The 100-member chorus under the direction of David Dunbar will take the audience on a musical journey from Gershwin to Hoobastank. The program will include an eclectic collection of songs celebrating love in all its many facets. Tickets are available at all King Supers or at the door. For more information, go online to dgmc.org.
All right, all you cable users out there.
Yes, I'm talking to you.
It's time to cut the umbilical cord.
We've got a challenge for you.
We call it the DirecTV Challenge. Call us up right now and tell us how much you're spending on cable every month. We're going to tell you how much money you'll save by switching to DirecTV. And to top it off, we're going to give you a bunch of free stuff. Yes, I said free stuff. Like a four-room DirecTV system with standard installation free. 3 months of premium channels, including HBO, Showtime, Stars, and Cinemax, all free. Why, even a free DVR. Now, if you like spending a lot of money every month, well, then don't call. But if you want to get all the channels you watch right now for about half the price of cable, give us a call. We're going to humiliate the cable company and give you a ton of free stuff. Call 1-800-600-6196. It's time to cut the cable and take the DirecTV Challenge. Call Dish Direct at 1-800-600-6196. That's 1-800-600-6196.
Call LendingTree now to take advantage of their new home equity offer. You can get a $40,000 loan for only $217 a month. Call 1-800-555-TREE. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. See website or call for details and licensing.
The Fricke Law Firm reminds if your teenagers attend prom or graduation parties, encourage them to choose the drug and alcohol-free celebrations sponsored by the school district. It's the choice more and more teens are making to keep their events safe and enjoyable for everyone. Learn about the programs in your child's school, and along with your teen, volunteer to make those programs work. This is from the Fricke Law Firm in Lakewood. Call the Fricke Law Firm at 59 Legal. The Fricke Law Firm.
Join the Arapahoe County Democrats and Jay Marvin of AM 760's Progressive Talk Radio for their inaugural Pat Schroeder Dinner at the Radisson Hotel, I-225 in Parker on Friday, April 14th. For details, call 303-338-1202 or on the web at arapahodems.org.
Fighting for the little guy.
It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And it's great to have you along this morning. 6:49, 11 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 48. rain, maybe snow, and it's wet out there now. 303-713-7600, two lines open. Coming up next hour, at least for the first 30 minutes of the next hour, we're going to talk a little bit of immigration and also about NAFTA, because I got a lot of people sent me email wanted us to get into NAFTA, and we will do that. But right now we'll go to the phones, and it is open phones throughout the morning, so anything you want to talk about is fine. Here's Elaine in Aurora. Elaine, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I have a quick question. If this is all above board and Bush can declassify information anytime he feels like it and give it to whoever he wants to, why did they let this investigation go on for 3 years at taxpayers' expense? Why didn't he just step forward and say, well, of course, I declassified this because I have the right to, and I gave it to Judy Miller because I felt like it? Why didn't he just stand up and say that?
Oh, I think you asked the million-dollar question. I think you asked, like, the best question right now, because not only did he not do that, but he also sat there and made all of those statements about finding the leaker. Plus, think about this. He could have done this when the Valerie Plame thing came out. You know what he could have done? And Bob Schieffer of CBS News, and we'll play the piece a little bit later on in the morning, but he makes this case. The president could have called everybody in. He could have said, look, somebody did this. I want to know who it is, and I want to know by the end of business today, because that person's gone. He could have done that. He could have saved us all this time.
But he never did that because it was him.
Well, right. He could have saved us all this time and the taxpayer money.
Exactly.
And he didn't do it. And yeah. I think the question that you're asking is question number one that should be asked of the White House. Why didn't you make this clear 3 years ago? And we wouldn't have to have had a special prosecutor, spent the taxpayers' money, and had you sit up there and look us, you know, look into the TV camera and lie to us.
Well, I'm not surprised. He lies constantly. I mean, but it is a real good point. If they think it's so above board, then what are they doing sneaking around and doing all this other kind of stuff? What's that about? I mean, I think that it's just another attempt to cover things up, which they have done constantly, and they think people are going to buy it. And I hope at some point, there has to be a point where people say, okay, that's enough. That's one lie too many. That's it.
Well, we're at that point poll-wise. I mean, the latest AP Ipsos poll shows that not only is Bush's approval ratings down again, he's now down to 36%, but also the Republican Party is suffering, and people for the first time, the Republican Party's, you know, the one thing that they always had going for them was the idea that they had convinced everybody in this country that we can protect you better than the Democrats can. Now this AP Ipsos poll situation says and shows that has virtually been erased. Now, if this trend holds up into November, these guys are headed, the Republican Party is headed for huge problems. Because the one thing that they always could do is they could always go to the American people. They could go to you, Elaine. They could go to me. They could say, you know, listen, you know, we have the credentials. And you know, Karl Rove made that big speech about how, well, we live, you know, the Republicans have this post 9/11 mentality, and the Democrats have this pre-11 mentality. And now this AP Ipsos poll shows that the American people, you know what, they don't buy this.
That fear thing that they've been keeping up for 6 years doesn't work anymore.
That's exactly right, Elaine. You know what? That's exactly right. And you know what? Great call. I'm glad you called, because, you know what? Number one, good question, and it's a question that everybody ought to be asking.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Steve.
Excuse my cold. But listen, man.
You know what? You're talking to the man of all men out there with colds.
I've been hearing you. You're fighting on, so I got to do it. And I haven't called on the immigration issue because of it. I've been fighting it terrible the last week and a half.
Do you know there's a cold going on around there? I found out from my doctor. Listen to this, not to get you off the subject, but it's called the 100-day cold. It lasts for, like, weeks on end, and I hope you just don't have it.
Well, I hope so. I don't think I do. I feel like I'm getting over it. It's almost all just in my voice now. It's left the head and everything.
All right, let's go, because I'm almost going to run out of time here.
Yeah, I've got a fair amount to say here, too. I'm really looking at the illegal immigration thing. I want to get a copy of the Senate bill, whatever they approve, because that's not even done. The negotiation's going to go on, and it needs to. We need to get something that's going to work. And I've been thinking long and hard about it, and what I really think is necessary. We need to change the way this country looks from the outside in terms of we need to not be this big magnet for people deciding to come here illegally. The way to accomplish that without, you know, build a huge fence and just deport everybody as felons, which is ridiculous. I think the one thing it has to include, first of all, is verified Social Security number. And everybody that's employed needs to have that verified, and that when we identify the people that are here illegally, that doesn't mean they're going to be deported. That means that they're then going to enter into this program of legalizing themselves. Very, some of the stuff I've heard from the Senate bill sounds very reasonable to me. But at the end of that process, you know, they would be legalized. We'd have the border control. If we need more guest workers, we need to set up a guest worker program that people come in legally. The illegality of this is really the thing that impassions me. It's the illegality, and I'll tell you why. Because I don't think it's really neat. It's portrayed as a struggle between, or you know, the American people and the Mexican people. That is not what's going on. It is a struggle between the American people and Mexican people together against the corporate greed and just corruption coming down. Because if we continue with this level of illegality, what I see going on is the status of the illegals and the migrant workers will stay basically the same and slowly get worse. And the status, the legal status, the rights, the breaks, the vacations of the American workers will slowly be brought to that level. If we make sure it's all legal and above board, the status of not only the illegals in this country, but I think of the Mexican and migrant workers in general, and I'm talking in Mexico, I think if it's all legal and above board, the American worker will stay at the level we're at, if not improve.
Yeah,
and the illegals will be brought up to our level.
I agree. I mean,
and that's the important thing.
Yeah, I agree. It's got to be legal.
And
you
that's
know?
Why both parties have been budget on this, because both parties, the Republicans, I'll give you, absolutely, they have more corporate interests. Don't tell me the Democrats don't have corporate behind it.
Look, yeah, they've got some, not as much. You're right. I agree with you that it's got to be legal. You're absolutely 100%
right. And if we do
that,
then the illegals coming from the rest of the world will say, well, that's a closed option now.
But the other thing is, here's the other thing that I keep injecting into this. I get hostile email over this. I mean, nobody wants to hear this. People were kind of like semi-taking me to task about it yesterday, or I couldn't get them to see it yesterday when I was sitting in for Ed Schultz. Think real quickly for a second here, and we're almost out of time, but think real quickly for a second here why people leave home, why you change locales. Most of us change locales usually because it's jobs. Most of us change locales because of economics. Many of these people, a lot of these people, as a matter of fact, I would wager to say that 90% of them come here because of economics.
I agree.
And this country makes no effort whatsoever to turn around and to say anything to the Mexican government, to the Guatemalan government, to any of the governments in Central America about cleaning up what goes on there economically, cleaning up what goes on there domestically.
Well,
and we have to take another look at NAFTA, which we're going to talk about NAFTA here in about 10 or 20 minutes. These things have all got to be done along with everything else that you're talking about.
I agree. Can I tell you how this can help with that? In that I think these greedy corporate types, they'll go for the profit wherever they can find it. If we close the option of getting it through illegal labor in this country, if that was closed to them, I think the next thing they do, well, maybe we need to invest in Mexico because we can still get cheap labor. It just won't be illegal. Honestly, I think cleaning up our act on that regard would help. And I agree with you. I think we should have policies that help to develop the rest of the world, because that economic disparity is driving.
That's
them.
Right.
That's
develop,
a straight
develop
fence
them.
Is a ridiculous
That's right.
idea.
That's right. Develop them instead of raping them. Hey, thank you, man. I hope you get over your cold.
No,
and
you
know, stay inside because it's wet today.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see you. Oh, boy. You get one of those 100-day colds, and they do not go away. So I hope Steve feels better. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about immigration, NAFTA, and take more of your phone calls on open phones.
AM 760, KKZN is conducting a contest called EcoTrip. To enter, log on to www.am760.net. Weekdays, April 3rd through May 5th, 2006, between the 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. hours, one randomly selected name will be announced on AM 760.
If you hear your name, call 303-713-8485 within 1 hour to claim your qualifying prize and become qualified for the chance to win an eco trip to Costa Rica. No purchase necessary. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old. One prize per household from AM 760's parent company Denver sister stations within any 90-day period. Additional rules apply. For complete rules, visit our offices at 4695 South Monaco Street, Denver, Colorado, 80237.
AM 760 Progressive Talk is thanking you, our loyal listeners.
Find out how to win on am760.net.
KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill.
In my mind, there is no doubt.
Where the Senate has just come back into session and is seriously stuck on a compromise immigration bill that would let most of the 12 million illegal immigrants in America gain legal status and be able to apply for citizenship. Democratic leader Harry Reid said those who oppose the bill are using a kind of filibuster.
But the other is the ability that senators have, if they wish, filibuster by virtue of amendment.
Amendments from Republicans like Jeff Sessions of Alabama, who doesn't like the bill.
The bill is a failure. It's a colossal failure.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Arlen Specter says the compromise deal has fallen apart, but pledges he won't give up efforts to get an immigration bill passed at some point. I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Sedapani.
One analyst says it's the best of all possible worlds. The March employment report the government released about 30 minutes ago shows a strong gain in new jobs, 211,000, enough to push the unemployment rate a notch lower to a four-and-a-half-year low, 4.7%. While Covia Bank economist Mark Vittner says there's no doubt the job market is hot.
The good news is that it's a little bit easier for folks to get jobs out there, but the bad news is that inflation is likely to be a little bit higher.
Despite the tightening labor market, wage growth was a relatively modest 0.2% last month. Some experts read that as a sign inflation will stay under control. It's turning out to be another bloody Friday in Iraq. CBS's Kimberly Dozier tells us a suicide bombing in Baghdad at a mosque has taken at least 40 lives.
Police first thought it was a mortar attack, but shrapnel found at the scene suggests it may have been one or two walk-in suicide bombers. It's the second major attack on a Shiite target in as many days. The U.S. ambassador here repeated a warning that unless Iraq's leaders form an all-inclusive government soon, such violence could drive the country into an all-out civil war.
Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad tells the BBC the sectarian bloodletting in Iraq could be the spark that sets fire to the entire Middle East. He says the militias behind it have to be put down.
I regard militias, unauthorized military formations, as the infrastructure of a civil war. This needs to be dealt with in order to avoid a protracted civil war.
Women who had breast implants years and years ago may have new cause for concern. Live to CBS's Jim Shenevy.
Researchers say they found high levels of platinum salts in the urine, hair, and breast milk of 16 women who had the silicone gel implants. Now, there have been concerns that the implants could leach this harmful form of platinum since the early 90s, potentially causing allergic or even toxic reactions. All of this comes as the FDA is preparing to allow the implants back on the market. And FDA officials say they are reviewing this new study, Frank.
A late word from Paris, a driver plowed through a crowd of students protesting on the left bank, injuring at least seven of them. And just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up 4.5 points. This is CBS News.
It's time to change four at the Goodyear Change Four Tire Sale going on now through April 29th. And when you purchase four selected Goodyear tires, you'll get up to a $40 cash card. Plus, ask how you can double your cash card value up to $80. Hurry, the Goodyear Change Four Tire Sale ends April 29th. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for the participating retailer near you.
Sale and mail-in rebate offers end April 29th. See participating retailer for complete details. Restrictions apply.
Celebrate a new season of baseball with Grand Slam Instant Savings this Friday and Saturday at CompUSA. Get instant savings with no rebate hassles on select HD TVs, cameras, wireless networking hardware, laptops, and more. Like a Sony Vaio laptop with Intel Centrino technology for under $900, a $200 instant savings. Knock it out of the park with Grand Slam Instant Savings this Friday and Saturday only at CompUSA. We got it, we get it. Quantities limited, see store for details.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A ban no more. Shaw Heights Middle School students may once again wear flags and other patriotic items. The school reversing a ban that was implemented just last week in hopes of defusing immigration demonstrations. But Attorney General John Southers threatened to get involved, saying schools can't legally ban the display of the flag.
And that's a violation of the statute. Probably a constitutional violation, and it's just overbroad, and they have to come up with a remedy that's much more narrowly tailored.
Southers says his office notified the school of its error. The school announced its ban reversal shortly afterward. Dive crews will be at Dillon Reservoir today, hoping to pull out a submerged truck with a body inside. Summit County authorities say the truck is the one driven by 62-year-old Patricia McCormick, who disappeared last November. She had been driving the vehicle while making deliveries for an auto parts store. Debris that had been hidden by snow was spotted on the icy lake surface yesterday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Tim. It is going to be a messy ride this morning. Wet roads and backsplash, and it's pretty chilly out there, so you want to bundle up. Do have a head-on collision working out east. It's westbound I-70 just west of Bennett. I-25 now running heavy coming out of the Thornton area. Slow from 104 to the turnpike, then we bunch up again from I-70 into downtown. 225, a little sluggish from Parker Road on down. 6th Avenue, also seeing a slow go as you come in from Lakewood, bunching up from Sheridan on over. Now around town, we're filling in on Arapahoe, Belmont, and South Boulder Road. The diagonal Foothills Parkway, they're both getting busy. And the turnpike, a little sluggish eastbound from Federal to Pecos. On to the forecast, going to be wet and cold and windy today, seeing snow in some areas, especially to the east and west of towns. Highs today in the 40s, we're at 39 degrees in Boulder. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Look to Quest for your business's high-speed internet. High-speed internet from Quest is a better value than cable. Right now, order Quest high-speed internet for your business for just $42.99 a month. Quest high-speed internet is a better value than cable. That's their spirit of service.
Do you long for a sense of the sacred? At North Presbyterian Church, 37th and Federal, we seek the spirit in all of creation, each human encounter, and everyday events. Come join us in the search. Multicultural worship, 10:30 Sundays, 37th and Federal, Denver.
Call LendingTree now to take advantage of their new home equity offer. You can get a $40,000 loan for only $217 a month. Call 1-800-555-TREE. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. See website or call for details and licensing.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's wet. It's windy out there. But it's Friday. 7:06, 6 minutes after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 48, rain, possibly some snow. Don't forget to sign up for that eco trip to Costa Rica. Sign up to win that eco trip to Costa Rica and all the other fabulous prizes. Sign up now at am760.net. And it's open phones 303-713-7600. And I made a gigantic screw-up on the schedule. We'll talk to folks regarding immigration and NAFTA next hour. We've got a couple of interviews for you. I got a number of emails from people who wanted us to talk about NAFTA. We've got an expert on to talk about it and the effects on the immigration question. Meanwhile, open lines now. Three open lines, and you can talk about anything you want to talk about at 303-713-7600. You know, one of the things that struck me, too, we've been talking about this immigration thing now for 2 weeks, and I think all of us agree that even though most of us are pretty close to having the same ideas on how to fix this situation with minor adjustments. I mean, there are some people out there who believe that the 11 to 12 million immigrants ought to be deported, and you know, I got some of that yesterday on the Ed Schultz show, and at times it felt like when I was sitting in for Ed yesterday that I was really sitting in on the Rush Limbaugh show, but. This is a problem that's not going to go away very quickly. And what's ending up happening here, which I was kind of disappointed yesterday, is we're so mired in this debate about this thing that there are other things going on in this country that we don't seem to be focusing in on. And one of the things is this whole leak situation, which I thought people would storm to the phones yesterday and be totally and completely outraged over what had happened and the fact that George W. Bush had made all of these statements about, well, you know, if I find the leaker, and I've got a whole catalog of statements here that he made, and he made a bunch of them on September the 30th, I believe it was back in 2003, about finding the people who leaked, you know, who allegedly leaked the information regarding the Valerie Plame situation, which this national intelligence estimate, of course, does not contain, you know, Scooter Libby's testimony in front of the grand jury says nothing about Valerie Plame's name being leaked. And yesterday the press didn't ask anything, I mean, asked nothing of George W. Bush about this leak situation at a press conference this morning, asked Scott McClellan nothing about it yesterday morning. But we're getting, you know, but we get kind of distracted off on some of these other issues that are going on. You know, it's like this flag thing. I spent 3 hours on it yesterday. Now sometimes I think maybe, I mean, I was thinking about this last night. Maybe that wasn't the right thing to do, to spend 3 hours talking about that. Because I really honestly believe that kids should be able to wear to school what they want to wear, as long as it's not obscene, and that the First Amendment does stand in all situations. And I agree with the ACLU. However, I don't think that Myla Shepherd, who was one of the principals of one of the schools, or the people involved in the schools, I don't think that they did this to try to squash dissent or because they're unpatriotic. But now, you know, what ends up happening is the right-wing talk stations jump on this stuff and start waving the flag and screaming and yelling. You know, I got that caller yesterday who was trying to challenge the principal's patriotism. Now, here's where I'm going with this. See if you agree with me or disagree. It's easier to talk about this. It's easier to get into this whole flag situation than it is for those boys down the hall to confront the administration that they helped put into office, which has now become a total and complete disaster. And really, you know, really has been a disaster since the beginning. And the AP Ipso poll now shows that Bush is losing ground again, and that now Republicans are losing ground, and that the one issue that they had, which was national security, has virtually been erased. Now, let me play you this thing from Bob Schieffer of CBS News, and then I got two open lines at 303-713-7600, and we'll go to your calls. But listen to Schieffer taking the president to task.
Finally, some personal thoughts on today's discussion. Instead of appointing a special prosecutor, what if the president had just called in his top people in the beginning of all this and said, folks, we have a problem here. I need to know who's been talking to Bob Novak, and I need to know today by the end of business. That's what presidents used to do, and they're usually pretty good at finding out when they really want to know. Not many people had the nerve to lie to Lyndon Johnson when he looked them in the eye. And Richard Nixon figured out early on who Deep Throat was, and now we know from Woodward and Bernstein that on that one, Nixon was right. Instead, this White House did what it usually does when challenged. It went into attack mode, called charges that the White House had leaked the name ridiculous, and allowed the controversy to boil until a special prosecutor had to be appointed. Now, 2 years and millions of tax dollars later, the president's trusted friend and strategist, Karl Rove, has emerged as the top suspect, and we're left to wonder. Can anything said from the White House podium be taken at face value, or does the White House just deny automatically anything that reflects badly on it? This could and should have been dealt with inside the White House long before it reached the special prosecutor level. Instead, the president's people followed the modern public relations rule, never admit a mistake, just do what is necessary to kill the story before it kills you, which often works. What they are learning, though, is that when that involves tearing down the character of your critics, it can also be very dangerous business.
That's Bob Schieffer. That's from CBS's Face the Nation, and I guess the whole thing will be on Sunday. But listen to what he has to say there about this whole leak situation. Absolutely disgusting on the part of this administration. All right, let's go to Russ in Littleton, who's been hanging on. Hi, Russ. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
A couple of things. The first one is, and I know you've gotten a lot of calls on immigration and people's ways to fix it, but I believe I've got a way that can actually permanently fix the situation. The problem is everybody is looking at this situation from almost like a reactionary Band-Aid situation. What do we do with all these immigrants now that we've got them? And I think the idea is to look at it more in, you know, what did America do to cause this situation. And I think the problem is that we give no incentive to other countries to keep their population of workers at home. We give no incentive to Mexico to change their situation. So the two fixes that I would propose is, number one, some sort of a law that says that if you're an American company and you want to send your factory overseas, that you have to behave as though you're still in the United States as far as labor laws, OSHA laws, and EPA laws. That would make it so that there's no real huge incentive to outsource entire factories to other countries. And if you do, you have to treat the employees in those countries decently. The second one would be to make a ruling saying that any nations that want to import goods into the United States have to come up to minimum standards as far as labor, OSHA, and EPA laws in their own countries. And that way we're not importing, you know, sweat labor goods from other countries and allowing those dictators to abuse their own people.
Yeah, or like in the case of China, slave labor.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think what you're saying makes, you know, perfect sense. I mean, I think it's another piece of the puzzle on how to fix things, and I think that you're headed in the right direction, and that we need more discussion about the countries of where these workers come from. Like, for instance, you know, when I lived on the border, I would remember these stories. I'd read these stories in the paper about people who would try to do things like unionize in Mexico, and you know, they end up finding these union organizers dead. Look at the economic conditions in Mexico. It's a country full of haves and have-nots with a very weak middle class.
Mm-hmm.
And there are tons of books out on the market about why people from these countries leave home. The latest one that's out there, which is a really good one, is called Enrique's Journey. And I should book the woman on. I have the book. We were going to put her on at one time, and then I didn't follow through and I didn't do it, and I should put her on, where she tracks people coming from Mexico into the United States, gets into the whole the reason that they are coming and the reason that they're there. She cites that a lot of them who come here are parents, are mothers, are fathers who can't feed their kids.
Mm-hmm.
So they head north to try to, you know, get money to send home to feed their kids. And I saw her interviewed, and one of the things she said was that in her idea on how to fix this was, she said, we've got to lean on Mexico to clean their act up. But you know what? Very few people talk about that. I mean, you're only like probably the third or fourth caller I've ever had that's ever brought this up, other than the fact that I keep beating my chest about it every single day.
Yeah, the problem with it is that, you know, it's all fine and dandy to tell Mexico to clean up their act, but unless they have incentives to do so, either disincentives, i.e. we won't import their goods if they continue their bad labor practices, or incentives such as giving them aid, you know, when they clean up their environment or enact OSHA standardized rules, they have no incentive to do anything other than send their poor to us. This phenomenon is actually known by sociologists, and it's called the tragedy of the commons. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but definitely start looking it up. It's the phenomenon where it's easier to throw your problems onto common ground or onto the people, if you will, than it is to,
right,
to clean things up.
Yeah, you know what? You're absolutely right about that. And I'll tell you, whether it comes to Iraq or it comes to immigration, why are the leadership of this country, why are they so scared for us to exert pressure? For instance, you know, Wayne Allard yesterday on the floor of the Senate going after John Kerry, because Kerry's idea is to leverage the Iraqis to get their act together to form a government that we cannot sit here and keep enabling them and keep allowing them to fool around while, you know, American citizens and Iraqis are dying. And Allard gets on the floor and starts criticizing Kerry and claims that he's being spun by the political winds. Why can't we go to the Iraqis? Why can't we go to the Mexican government? Why can't we say to them, why can't we leverage them with incentives or whatever it is we need to do, but why can't we leverage them? Why are we scared to leverage them? Do you have an answer for that?
I think, well, first of all, I think my personal feeling is that we invaded Iraq for the specific goal of wrecking our own economy. I believe that the Republicans want to get rid of all kinds of social programs, as they've shown with getting rid of Social Security. And the only way they can do that is to wreck the economy, create panic in the people, and say, oh, gosh, the only way to save this economy is to get rid of pesky things that cost us money, like, you know, welfare, Social Security, Medicare. I believe that they'd like to have us go back to the old robber barons of old and have low-class people, a third-world population in the United States, willing to do their work for virtually nothing. And again, it all comes down to protecting their own profit.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's a significant part of it. I think you're absolutely right. Hey, Russ, thank you, man. Stay out of the rain. I got to run. I'm out of time. Have a good day, okay?
You too.
All right. See you later. One line open at 303-713-7600. 719, 19 minutes after 7, open phones here. Whatever's on your mind, we'll get to it. And don't forget to sign up for that eco trip. To win that eco trip to Costa Rica, in order to win, you got to sign up. Sign up now at am760.net. All sorts of other fabulous prizes. Man, I really want somebody from this show to win. You deserve to go to Costa Rica. You really do. To go to the Crocodile Bay Lodge. Be able to come back. We'll put you on the radio. You can brag about what a great time you had at this place. We really want you to go. So sign up. Will you please?
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
But roads and backsplash definitely going to be an issue for your ride on the highways this morning. Now, we did have a couple earlier problems. Those have been cleared out of your way, but it is a busy ride south on I-25, stacking up, coming out of Thornton, North Glen, right into downtown. And we're also bunching up in both directions through T-Rex. South on 225, seeing a slow go from Parker Road on down. I-70 running heavy eastbound from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard and around town. Things are busy on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. Arapahoe Broadway, Baseline, Belmont, and South Boulder Road, seeing the usual delays and the turnpike. Slow go for you eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. On to the forecast, windy, cold, wet out there, and seeing some snow to the east and west of town. Highs today in the 40s. We're at 39 degrees right now in Boulder. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
What's inside the JCPenney sweet sale this Friday and Saturday only? Get your free chocolate bar with a coupon worth 30, 35, or 40% off regular prices. A sale so sweet you won't want to miss it. The JCPenney sweet sale Friday and Saturday only. It's all inside JCPenney. See store for details.
The Denver Gay Men's Chorus presents Songs of the Heart at Montview Boulevard Presbyterian Church for two concerts only. Concerts are at 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow. The 100-member chorus under the direction of David Dunbar will take the audience on a musical journey from Gershwin to Hoobastank. The program will include an eclectic collection of songs celebrating love in all its many facets. Tickets are available at all King Supers or at the door. For more information, go online to dgmc.org.
You know what the good life is like because you dream about it every day. You dream about the bigger house and the luxury car, maybe traveling around the world. But you wake up and find you're still in the same old job, working for the same old pay, week in and week out. But what if I can show you how to make your fortune investing in real estate, even if you've never done it before? Come on, you say, it takes money to get started. And you're right, but it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've been making millions ever since. Hi, I'm Dolph DeRoos, and I'm inviting you to see what the good life is really like. I'd like to send you a powerful free tape that will show you how you can get started earning the kind of money you really want so you can become rich, very rich. Now, I'm going to give you a number that you need to call for my free tape. Are you ready? It's 1-800-300-0338. Stop dreaming about the good life and start living it. That's 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
It's spring cleaning time, so get to AutoZone now for everything you need to make your car look its best. Right now at AutoZone, when you buy two packs of Armor All wipes, you get a third one free. Meguiar's Quick Detailer, a 16-ounce bottle, is only $4.99. And check out AutoZone's full line of the new microfiber detailing products. A car is a big investment, so take care of it and get in the zone. AutoZone.
Top three reasons I'm sprucing up my home this spring. Number three, if you could see my yard, well, you'd understand. Number two, I've wanted a new kitchen for, oh, about two decades. And the number one reason, I can do it all this spring, but pay for it later.
Now through April 9th, get special deferred financing on purchases throughout the store when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Offer valid in U.S. only. See stores for details.
Jay Marvin here with a question. How can AM 760 say thanks to you, our most loyal listeners? How about an up-close personal breakfast with me and Al Franken? Or dinner with me at Big Ed Schultz?
How about $500 worth of gas?
Or just some cash to pay your bills? You could win one of these exciting prizes and be qualified to win our grand prize, an eco trip to Costa Rica where you can swim, kayak, mountain bike, and hike, and then relax at the fabulous Crocodile Bay Lodge. To find out how to win, go to am760.net right now. Thanks for listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. I want to retire at the Crocodile Bay Lodge and just live there for the rest of my life. 724, 24 minutes after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk, high today 48. Rain to snow, it's messy out there. Jay Marvin, it's open phones, and let's go to Lee in Denver. Lee, hi, you're on AM 760, good morning.
Hi, Jay. Unfortunately, I got your call, too.
Oh my God. I'm sorry, Lee, I'm sorry. I'll take it back if I could.
I know you would. I have a comment that I'd like to make on this whole thing about the administration releasing the classified information, in that if you're a leader of the world or a leader of another country and you've got to deal with, another leader of the world, and there's got to be a certain amount of trust that some of your discussions will remain confidential, and especially if you're a partner like Britain and you have certain common classified secrets, you want to remain confidential. What kind of confidence would you have in this president now? I mean, isn't this not going to seriously, it would seriously affect me as another world leader if I had to deal with this man.
Yeah, I wouldn't have much confidence. You're absolutely right. I mean, listen, I wouldn't have much confidence to go in the Oval Office and talk to him about anything, knowing that he would go ahead and repeat it to somebody.
Well, and that's my problem, is that this guy, this president of ours now, has totally sullied the respect of the Oval Office and the confidence of it and its ability to maintain confidential secret information. I wouldn't want to deal with this person. So we've got a double problem in that no longer do the American people have confidence in him, but if I was a leader of another world, I wouldn't have confidence in him. And how in the world is he going to effectively govern for the next 3 years?
Well, I think it's a good point. I really think it's a good point. And also, listen, if he has the inherent right to declassify this information, then why the hell, as Elaine, I believe it was from Aurora, last hour brought up, why didn't he just come forward and say that he did it instead of lying about it? Why did he lie about it?
Well, because he knows that there's certain classified information that he is not single-handedly allowed to reveal. And part of that would be, revealing, information on your secret, your spies. I mean, you just don't do that. Not unless you've talked to the CIA and this person is no longer in a position where they, operatives around them can be affected and the mission can be affected. And he knows he didn't have that kind of authority.
Right. You know what? You're absolutely right. Lee, thank you. Hope you get better.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
All right. That 100-day cold is out there and it's roaring. Here's Jose in Denver. Jose, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I was calling you. Well, I've heard you say that the United States should lean on Mexico to basically clean up their act. And I was calling to, just to let you know that the Mexican Constitution has workers' rights in it, which the United States pressures Mexico to remove when the United States factories are put in Mexico, especially along the border. So the United States does lean on Mexico, but in the opposite direction.
Well, then we have to change that behavior. That's one point right there. We also have to lean on Mexico to clean up its human rights problems and also to clean up the inherent the social turmoil that's going on there and the economic problems that are going on there, because you have to agree with me. I mean, Mexico has a situation where it has a lot of that going on. Plus, on top of that, it's got a situation of unequal redistribution of the wealth and not a very big middle class. Would you agree there?
Oh yes, definitely, most definitely. I believe one of the reasons for that is American policy that has pushed for that throughout the decades.
Oh yeah, of course.
In 1968, there was a huge movement in Mexico to for human rights and workers' rights. It was a very progressive movement, which the United States had an involvement in squashing that movement violently.
We've done that in most third world countries south of the border.
Yeah, throughout Central and South America.
I mean, just take one example. Look at Nicaragua. I mean, how did the Somoza dictatorship stay in power for so long?
Yeah, and right now you can see it in Venezuela. I mean,
on Hugo Chavez's case. That's absolutely right.
Yeah, and Mexico right now has Obrador, who's a leftist, who's more than likely going to win the presidential election over there.
Yeah, former mayor of Mexico City.
Yeah, exactly. And he has progressive ideas, which the United States is already kind of growling at him. So, it's a nice thought to say that we should lean on Mexico for the right reasons, but I believe when we lean on them, it's always for the wrong reasons.
Well, that's why we have to correct our behavior, and that's one of the reasons why this whole subject of illegal immigration and the movement of people and the migration of people, that we in this country are not willing to take an objective look at our own history. We are not willing to look at the conditions that we've helped create, not only in Mexico, but throughout Central and Latin America, and then you reap what you sow. Not to mention the fact that we have put a wink and a nod towards people coming over the border because we've used their labor. Now suddenly everybody wakes up and doesn't want it anymore. And it's not that easy to turn it off, and it's not that easy to turn it around. And you've got competing interests in this country on this whole question, including business, labor. So it's very, as I've said now for 2 weeks, it's very, 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 very complex.
Oh, it's complicated, and just one thing I'd like to point out, when we do close the border, put up the wall and set all these restrictions on immigration, I personally believe we're going to have a bloody explosion in Mexico. Mexico basically is a pressure cooker, and that's the steam coming out is toward the U.S.
Well, and, you know what, I agree with you there, and I'll also tell you something. You know what, you can put up a wall, but it won't work.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing I argue. You know, you have Americans waving dollars at Mexicans to come over and
that's right.
Them. And then you have other Americans, you know, get out of here, we hate you. And so, it's like you said, it's a complex issue. But I'm just glad it's up and alive and it's being debated right now. And your show's doing a lot for that.
Well, we're trying to. And I got a guy coming on next hour to talk about NAFTA. So we're trying to get into the debate. Hey, Jose, thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. 7:31, 29 minutes in front of 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. A look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. Wet Rose making it tough to see those lane markers on the highways this morning, so you want to slow it down and give yourself a little extra time this morning. Stop on I-25. We're running heavy coming out of Thornton North Glen, slow from 104 to the Turnpike. Then we bunch up again from I-70 into downtown and through T-Rex. Southbound 225 loaded up from Parker Road into the Tech Center. And if you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, now slow from Sheridan on over. Off the highways, have a couple things going on. A multi-car crash, Parker Road in Hampton, then a rollover on Tower and Smith Road. And around town, Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, all seeing the usual delays. Turnpike slows eastbound from Federal to Pecos. And checking out the forecast, wet, cold, windy, and now seeing snow right here in the Tech Center. And to the west and east of town, today's highs in the 40s. We're at 36 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Easy Riders Bike Show is coming to the Colorado Convention Center this Saturday. Wall-to-wall custom bikes, motorcycle trade show, live music, and the roadwear fashion show with the perfect angels. Get the lowdown at EasyRidersEvents.com.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Find out how to win a fabulous getaway to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica on AM760.net. Gee, Costa Rica, I wonder if I'm eligible. Maybe I can fix it. I guess I'd look bad if I won, huh?
The Denver Gay Men's Chorus presents Songs of the Heart at Montview Boulevard Presbyterian Church for two concerts only. Concerts are at 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow. The 100-member chorus under the direction of David Dunbar will take the audience on a musical journey from Gershwin to Hoobastank. The program will include an eclectic collection of songs celebrating love in all its many facets. Tickets are available at all King Supers or at the door. For more information, go online to dgmc.org.
All right, all you cable users out there.
Yes, I'm talking to you.
It's time to cut the umbilical cord.
We've got a challenge for you.
We call it the DirecTV Challenge. Call us up right now and tell us how much you're spending on cable every month. We're going to tell you how much money you'll save by switching to DirecTV. And to top it off, we're going to give you a bunch of free stuff. Yes, I said free stuff. Like a four-room DirecTV system with standard installation free. 3 months of premium channels, including HBO, Showtime, Stars, and Cinemax, all free. Why, even a free DVR. Now, if you like spending a lot of money every month, well, then don't call. But if you want to get all the channels you watch right now for about half the price of cable, give us a call. We're going to humiliate the cable company and give you a ton of free stuff. Call 1-800-600-6196. It's time to cut the cable and take the DirecTV Challenge. Call Dish Direct at 1-800-600-6196. That's 1-800-600-6196.
Free alignment, free oil change. Listen to that. Free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire. Mention this radio ad. Get a free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
Are you worried about money? Is your current income not enough? Are you looking for answers? Well, My Freedom System may have what you're looking for. This is a legitimate income opportunity that offers essential, patented technology in a huge marketplace with virtually no competition. With a step-by-step proven business method, you can earn an extra $500, $1,000, $2,000, or more in your first 30 days, which is 8 to 10 hours of work a week. To receive your free info pack, call 303-271-1234. That's 303-271-1234.
This computer is driving me crazy.
Relax. From less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and make your computer run like new.
Call PC Answers today, 303-548-1414.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're giving away a trip to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica. Details at am760.net.
Well, you got that right, Randy. Sign up. Yep, that's what it is outside. Rain, snow in some parts of the area, including where we are right now. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning, 735, 25 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Open phones here at 303-713-7600. Coming up next hour, we'll talk about immigration with... where's my notes here? It's just turning out to be one of those mornings. We'll talk... We'll talk with Kathy Montoya, who is the director of the Latin American Research and Service Agency and program coordinator for the emerging Latino communities. And then we're going to talk about NAFTA and CAFTA. We're going to have on Miguel Tinker Salas, who is a professor in Latin American history and a professor of history and Chicano studies at Pomona College in Claremont, California. Because a lot of you sent me emails saying we should be talking about that. Let's go to Ron in Wheat Ridge, who's been hanging on. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
No, I don't have your cold, but I sound like it.
Yeah, that's it. Everybody call up and blame this hundred day cold that's going on out there. Blame it on me. I did it. You're right. I started it.
No, I don't have it. But here's my thought. First of all, bravo, bravo, bravo for Bob Schieffer. I mean, the guy has a pair of onions. Okay.
Yeah, he sure does.
And what really, it really came clear the power of the press, or the lack of power of the press. You know, you said many times the Big Five. And no matter who we have as reporters out there, their paycheck for their family is controlled by the conservatives. And so that's why they sit on their hands. As you said, in these press conferences, they're muzzled about what they can ask and what they can say. Now, a guy like this, I think he's retiring anyway. Isn't that the one that Katie Couric has taken Bob Schieffer's place?
Right, right.
But, you know, I admire that so much that we have the ability to say what's on our mind. And it's so obvious to me that such a huge muzzle is put over the press that they can't really go to the heart of the matter that they want. I know they want to go there, and that's why it's so important for you and all of your constituents here on the other side to keep going. You know, I think everybody that's listening today, like I try to do, is get five or six people more a week to keep getting on your station and on to Randy Rhodes and Big Eddie and all that, because we will grow, and we are growing, but this whole thing with this big muzzle really bothers me, because this is a little subtle coup, I think. They've got it all.
Well, we have to be engaged with them. You know, the right way. Have you ever believed in something so passionately that you're scared that you say it so often that people are going to get sick of hearing it? But I keep saying this all the time, and it's so true. We have to stay engaged, and we have to police the media. The right wing has been doing it for years, and we have to do it. So when you see something on CBS, when you see something on NBC, when you see something on ABC, when you hear something or read something, and you know it's not right, or if they're only giving one side and it's omission of facts, sit down and take 5 minutes. Don't be, you know, nasty about it, but take 5 minutes and send them an email and say, hey, you left this part out. What I would appreciate is not political spin. What I would appreciate is balance. And if we all did that and made it a project to do it, then we would have the same effect that the right wing has had in this country, because we'd be working the media. And we need to work the media on a constant level. And we need to be aware of what they're up to, and we need to make our feelings known. And we're not going to get any of this done by sitting on our hands and not saying anything.
Well, I would say it's even more important between now, April, and November. It's got to be worked many times harder.
Yep.
Because I'm really excited. I think we're going to make some huge strides this year. I'm really feeling it. And what I say, remember, Jay, you had a guy real quick, and I know you got a lot of callers. You got a guy on that really impressed me about it. I think it was yesterday. He said he had $63 in his wallet. He put it down with all of his R buddies and said, can take this if you show me, you know, one thing that this administration has really done, and nobody could do it. Remember that?
Right.
And that I think we all ought to make that example. What I use with my buddies is, how are we better off than 5 years ago? We're not. And that really, I think we have to call them to task, because they are the experts at calling us to task.
I agree 100%. You know what? We're on the same page.
Okay.
Hey, Ron, see you later, man. Thank you.
Buddy. Bye-bye.
And don't forget, if you're just waking up and you didn't hear this, Bush's approval rating is down again, and so is the Republican Party's. Bush now down to 35%. Only 35% of the public approves of Bush's handling of the Iraq War. 36%, only 36% approve of his job performance. And the Republican Party is down, and the advantage that they had on national security has all but, in this AP Ipso poll, has all but been erased, is gone. Daryl in Denver. Daryl, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Got a comment on the laws they're trying to pass to increase immigration security, or whatever they're calling it. We've already gotten laws stating out there that people across the border illegally are illegal and shouldn't be hired. There are also a certain route you have to go to be an immigrant coming in to be employed. The easiest way to fix all of this would be to enforce the laws that are out there against employers hiring illegals. I think that it's about a $10,000 fine for every occurrence that an employer is caught with an illegal. This hasn't been enforced, to my knowledge, and it's not the... that's a start, but that's not the actual solution. We need to increase that to, say, $100,000, so it won't be profitable to employ an illegal. Once that's done, any the carrot we have here for people coming across the border to get a job won't be here anymore.
Well, one of the problems is that that whole thing is selectively enforced. That's number one. Number two, we don't have the resources that we should, and that's partially because we're squandering money elsewhere. Number three, you can't set all this up overnight. And number four, I'm all for holding the employers accountable. There's no question about it. They ought to be held accountable, and we also have to increase the border security. But I've said this. You know, I mean, now I'm getting like a broken record. I mean, we should have done this a long time ago. I mean, as far as the security of the borders, we should have done that after 9/11. Don't forget, the guy who had that Millennium plot, before any of this stuff ever came onto the horizon, drove over through Canada. And luckily, somebody caught him at the border and stopped him. But he had a trunk full of explosives in his car. I don't know if you remember that story or not. And so you got that situation going on. Then you got the problem of, what do you do with the 11 to 12 million who are already here? And we're going to have to deal with that, which nobody seems to want to face. And the easy answer on that is, well, let's round them all up. But you know what? That's going to cost a ton of bread. I don't think that's the kind of society we want to live in. Plus, on top of that, you've got due to the 14th Amendment, you've got a mixed situation here. I mean, you've got parents who have kids that are American citizens. Where are you going to deport their kids to? What are you going to do? You're going to break up their families?
I'm not saying.
I mean, you can't do that. I mean, it's just not. I mean, it's like it's just not. It's not moral. It's not right. And then you got the chorus of people. Like, I had a guy yesterday call me. Well, you know, cut off all the services to them. Okay, so a woman shows up at a hospital, and her infant is deathly sick. But she snuck over here from Central America in order to feed her kid and get a job. Well, sorry, ma'am. You know what? We can't do anything about your infant. We can't do anything about your infant. Or we can't do anything about you. Or we can't do anything about your husband.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying round everybody up. That doesn't work. Like I said, there are laws in place to enforce immigration, but they're ineffective. They're underfunded. The draw is the employers. FedEx a few years back was caught with 300 illegals working in their trucking hub in Memphis. That filled up an entire 737 to ship them back over or ship them back to Mexico.
Well, Kmart was caught with Eastern European illegals working at some store in the Midwest, in which they were locking them in the store overnight.
I remember that. And that's what I'm saying, though. The employers are the problem. They're finding it's more economical to take the risk to hire an illegal immigrant for a non-living wage. If you take that away, you're going to help America by increasing a need for a living wage. You're also going to remove the whole base, the whole reason for people crossing the border.
Well, I have no problem with going after the employers. I have no problem. You know what? Corporate America runs this country. Let me tell you something. Corporate America is writing legislation under the GOP. They're writing legislation on all kinds of things. And this administration allows it to go on. They also allow undue influence and undue input from the religious right. They're also involved in things in which, in years past, that would be scandal. So I have no problem with what you're saying, Daryl. Stay dry, man. Thank you for the call.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, remember, I don't know how many of you are old enough to remember this. Maybe you got to be in your 60s to remember this. One of the things John F. Kennedy had to do, John F. Kennedy had to convince the American people that as a Roman Catholic, if he became president of the United States, that the Pope wouldn't be on the phone calling him to dictate American policy and American domestic policy. We've got a president here who's Karl Rove, the president's number one right-hand man, calls up James Dobson on the phone over Supreme Court nominees. We've got a party that's in control here with this K Street lobbying project that allows industry to write laws. I mean, it's is it right? I don't think it's right. 7:46, 14 minutes right away from 8 o'clock. Hey, sign up to win that trip to that eco trip to Costa Rica. I want you to win. Sign up now at am760.net. We got all kinds of other fabulous prizes. How about you and I having dinner with Ed Schultz? Or breakfast without.
I know. It may seem weird to grow out of the party, dance all night, sleep on a mattress on the floor period of your life. But trust us, there's a time when after a hard day at work, you'd rather settle into the couch with TiVo than walk into your roommate's kegger. When Tuesday nights aren't quarter beers at the bar, but a little barbecue in the backyard. And a dinner party replaces dinner than a party. Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnyview from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Get the redesigned Ram 1500 or Dodge Durango and get up to $5,000 in combined cash allowances. See your Dodge dealer for details.
The Denver Gay Men's Chorus presents Songs of the Heart at Montview Boulevard Presbyterian Church for two concerts only. Concerts are at 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow.
The 100-member chorus under the direction of David Dunbar will take the audience on a musical journey from Gershwin to Hoobastank. The program will include an eclectic collection of songs celebrating love in all its many facets. Tickets are available at all King Supers or at the door. For more information, go online to dgmc.org.
7:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Man, I'm looking outside. Being the dummy I am, I didn't even bring a proper jacket to work. And it's a mess out there. Way to go, Jay. See, that just goes to show you anybody can be a talk show host. Whew. Hey, Rocky's Autos has got another hour of buying power out there for you. They're into the summer hours, despite what the weather looks like outside. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. now to 9 p.m. And, yeah, the matching down incentive is still going on, and so many people have taken advantage of this, and it's still there, up to $1,500. So if you've got $1,500, they'll put $1,500 down, and you've got $3,000 down. And that's basically how the matching down incentive works. And every automobile is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Plus, they've got Carfax, which will show you everything you need to know about the automobile. And a lot of places charge you for Carfax. Rockies will give it to you absolutely free. Over 100 vehicles on the lot, clean, late model, used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. The largest selection, man. They've got them all. Anything you can name, and any kind of automobile, really, that you want. As I've said over the last couple of months now, it seems like a month and a half, the Mary got a great gas saver out there. Boy, it seems like we've been driving around this thing on a tank of gas forever and a day. And she's just thrilled with the car. She picked it out. I didn't. She saw it and wanted it. And we got a great deal at Rockies, and you will too. Go out there and ask for my friends, the Alshears, Tom and Marv, or any of the folks working out at Rockies, Spanky or Gerard Menard or any of the gang working out there. And you can also check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. Rockies Autos, matching down incentive, an extra hour of buying power out there. So stop by and see them. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. As a matter of fact, I'll be out there today, so maybe I'll run into you. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
On Lifetime's Sunday afternoon movie, Murder Put a Woman on Death Row.
It takes a certain kind of person to kill a kid.
And only she holds the key to her freedom.
She's protecting someone.
Unless one lawyer can unlock the truth.
I got to know what happened
before it's too late.
Charlotte needs a miracle.
For the first time on television, Connie Nielsen, Aidan Quinn, Kelly Preston, Convicted. Premieres at 5, 4 Central, Sunday only on Lifetime. What could be better?
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
It's spring cleaning time, so get to AutoZone now for everything you need to make your car look its best. Right now at AutoZone, when you buy two packs of Armor All wipes, you get a third one free. Meguiar's Quick Detailer, a 16-ounce bottle, is only $4.99. And check out AutoZone's full line of the new microfiber detailing products. A car is a big investment, so take care of it and get in the zone. AutoZone.
If you haven't been thinking about switching to Dish Network, here are some reasons why you should. Dish Network has the most national high-definition programs available, with 23 channels. That's nearly twice as much national HD TV with over 1,700 hours of HD content every week. And now you can get your local channels in HD where available. Sign up with Dish Network and save $200. You'll get a $10 credit for 10 months on qualified programming when you sign up with Dish Network, and $100 cash back from Showtime when you sign up with Dish Network and Showtime. Dish Network programming packages start at $19.99 a month, with HD packages starting at $49.99 a month, with 23 HD channels and 70 standard channels. With Dish Network, there's no equipment to buy and free standard professional installation. Call 888-DISH-924. Offer ends 4-15-06. All prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Requires a $49.99 activation fee. Restrictions, credit approval, qualifying programming purchase, and monthly receiver fees apply. HD receiver upgrade fee applies.
This is Al Franken. Want to have breakfast with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
By the way, does anybody know what's for breakfast that morning? 7:52, 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk to some folks about immigration and also about NAFTA. High today, 48. Rain to snow. It's snowing here. So be careful where you are if you're out on the roads. It's open phones, and it's open phones majority of the morning here at 303-713-7600. Thanks for being here. Let's go to Jack in Indian Hills, who's been patiently hanging on. Jack, thanks for your patience, and welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
Sure.
I'm glad you're going to have somebody on to speak about NAFTA, because that really fits in to the question you asked earlier about basically why we don't exert different kinds of pressure around the world. And it's, I think, because there is definitely a class of people around the world who benefit from slavery of all forms. So we're talking economic slavery and sex slavery. There is a lot of it. In fact, my wife, who's a social worker with the Latino group, says there's more slavery around the world now than there ever has been in history, largely because the population is so huge. But we've got legislation like NAFTA and CAFTA, the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or the Security and Prosperity Partnership Act that Bush and Fox and the new Prime Minister of Canada were just meeting about in Cancun. And people at this class level are really trying to create a whole world system in which that becomes much more prevalent, because, you know, it's really nice when you can tell somebody to do your bidding and you don't really have to pay them anything, if anything, very little.
Well, you know what? You're absolutely right. I mean, and I'll tell you, it's always the haves that benefit from all of this stuff, not the have-nots. I mean, one of the things that's going on, which Luis Urrea pointed out when I had him on here, and he wrote the book The Devil's Highway, and was born in Mexico, and is an American citizen, and is quite a writer, is that, you know, the Mexican government and banks in Mexico are making money off the remittance program of immigrants, of illegal immigrants here, sending money back. So it's profitable for both countries, for things, for business people, and in both countries, and for the haves in both countries to be able to allow this thing to continue to keep going on. And this brings into also a debate in this country about a livable wage, about the minimum wage, where you don't hear anybody, I don't hear anybody talking about either of those two subjects in regards to the working poor or to the American worker. We need to have a discussion here about the role of unions and increased unionization. I mean, there's a whole, you know, there's a whole thing here going on from A to Z, and this country has always, and it's about time we woke up to it, this country has always meddled in third world countries, and it's always been over economics.
Yeah, you better believe it. And another really interesting thing is a positive development in the third world is fair trade products like coffee and chocolate, bananas. I recommend everybody look into those products and support them, because they actually are often really good, and they guarantee that they pay the people who produce these things a really livable wage in their countries. And I'd like to see that more of that kind of entrepreneurship between the United States and these sorts of countries, where you're actually helping benefit families. You know, I mean, it's incredible, and you get really high quality organic food products too, which we all know is healthy.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
Yeah, another I'd like to ask you what you think about the fact that Dr. Morgan Reynolds, who was appointed by Bush to be his chief economist, who quit last year, has been going around the country. He was just here in Denver on Friday, last Friday, a week ago, saying that the government was in on 9/11. And what do you think about the fact that Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, a Air Force colonel, has been saying the same thing? And I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, well, you know, I'll give it to you if you want to hang on the line, too. You know, I hear a lot of that, and I got an email from a guy who said, why won't you discuss this? You know, I got a two-pronged thing about this. You know, what? Number one, if we had a decent 9/11 commission, you know what would have come out of this? What would have come out of this is the fact that the Bush administration ignored the warnings that bin Laden was out there and that he was determined to attack us with planes. And Condoleezza Rice went in there and kept saying, no, Senator, or whoever she was talking to, no, Mr. Chairman, this is a historic memo. When, you know what, it wasn't a historic memo. That's number one. And the talking point here is that there was a massive U.S. intelligence failure, which is not the truth. This president and this administration allowed this to happen and have never been held accountable for it in any way, shape, or form. But to me, going back and entertaining all of that stuff and thinking about all of that stuff takes our eye off the ball. And our eye should be on one thing and one thing only right now. And that is, we have to grab control of this country and turn it around, not only for you and me, but also for our kids and our grandkids. And the only way we're going to get this done is we have to put as much energy as we possibly can into affecting the midterm elections and then going on and affecting 08. We have to do this. We cannot allow our eye to be taken off the ball, and we have no choice. Our backs are definitely against the wall. Jack, thank you. I appreciate the call. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. I mean, we've got to do this, folks. You know what? We've got to put Angie Piccioni in. We've got to put Bill Ritter in. We've got to put Bill Winter in.
Ever notice that when you get successful in Denver, two things happen. Your time gets more valuable, and you're more likely to read the Denver Business Journal. This is no coincidence. You can skim the journal's index of names and companies on the move each week in just 5 minutes and have hot leads to move your business forward. Call 303-837-3500 today. That's 303-837-3500. And subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
60.net. Sign up online to win big prizes. From AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Jobs, jobs, jobs. The government says the growing economy created 211,000 new jobs in March, pushing unemployment to 4.7%, a four-and-a-half-year low. Wachovia Bank economist Mark Vittner expects steady job growth in the months ahead.
Jobs will be a little bit easier to get. Wages will be rising modestly, but not so much that they cause inflation to accelerate.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. President Bush is leading the cheers for the employment picture.
These millions of new jobs are evidence of an economic resurgence that is strong, broad, and benefiting all Americans.
Mr. Bush used the brief appearance to again urge Congress to make tax cuts permanent. He complained about political opposition to the program. Democratic critics say the policy is fueling larger deficits. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
On Capitol Hill, the Senate's back at work on an immigration bill that would give millions of illegal immigrants a chance to become citizens. Leaders have accepted the bill's framework, but disagreements over amendments could torpedo the compromise, or at least delay it until after Easter. Democrat Patrick Leahy says he wonders if Republicans are serious about changing the status quo.
The question is still open whether the Senate is committed to make real immigration reform.
Republican Arlen Specter says he is.
I want everyone to know that when we come back after the recess, this is our number one priority.
Any bill the Senate passes would have to be reconciled with a House bill that doesn't include an amnesty provision. In London, the Da Vinci Code plagiarism verdict came in within the past hour. CBS's Vicky Barker tells us how it turned out.
In a lengthy ruling, Justice Peter Smith rejected the claim that Dan Brown stole ideas from the earlier bestseller, Holy Blood, Holy Grail. The Da Vinci Code author has pronounced himself pleased with the verdict and in a written statement said he's still astonished that Michael Bagent and Stephen Lee brought the case at all. There's a big sting at the end of this tale for the Holy Grail authors. Under British law, the losers pay the legal costs for both sides. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
In Baghdad, suicide bombers have blown up a Shiite mosque, killing as many as 50 people and wounding scores more. CBS's Kimberly Dozier has the latest.
Police are now reporting that two suicide attackers dressed as women got to the entrance of the mosque and blew themselves up just as services were letting out, so they got the maximum number of casualties. The mosque that was hit is affiliated with one of the largest Shiite political parties here, and the question diplomats are asking is, will the Shiite leadership be able to put a lid on the anger and the violence that comes after this?
Near the fabled Sorbonne on the left bank of Paris, a driver sliced through a crowd of students protesting France's new jobs law. At least seven people suffered minor injuries. Angry demonstrators overturned the car. Riot police scattered the crowd. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's ahead 15 points. NASDAQ is up about five. This is CBS News.
The Royal Bank of Scotland Group presents the Masters Player of the Day. Vijay Singh had a fabulous back nine in round number one. Three straight birdies at 13, 14, and 15 got him to 5 under par, and his 67 topped the first round.
You look back and say, well, I could have been 3 or 4 more under, but hey, I made some good putts, so it kind of evens out. But this was probably one of the better rounds I've played here, yeah.
And considering Vijay Singh won the Masters in 2000, that's saying something. Brought to you by the Royal Bank of Scotland Group. Make it happen.
Another Masters moment. Every Masters boils down to a battle of nerves, and 1975 was no different. Jack Nicklaus faced Tom Weisskopf and Johnny Miller. Jack answered the challenge, playing the par 5s at 8 under, the 3s at 4 under, and the par 4s at even par. He won it by a stroke on Sunday, ramming in a 40-foot birdie at his favorite hole, the 16th.
The Royal Bank of Scotland Group knows that it's pressure situations that sort the men from the boys. RBS. Make it happen.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Wind, rain, sleet, and snow. Some nasty weather causing problems from Denver to the plains.
Not a whole lot of snow on the ground right now, but the wind, you know how it gets to howling out here on the eastern plains. It's doing its job.
Coming down mainly on the eastern plains, a lot of blizzard conditions. I-80 closed from Laramie to Cheyenne this morning. Shaw Heights Middle School has dropped its ban, barring students from displaying flags and patriotic items. The school reversing a ban and implemented last week after Attorney General John Southers said schools don't have the right to do that. Striking RTD transit workers decide today whether to accept the latest contract offer. Voters began voting on the proposal at 10 o'clock this morning, or will begin at that time. But even though a new deal is on the table, union members had some angry words for Governor Bill Owens yesterday on the west steps of the Capitol.
How dare he scrape the bottom while our members stand tall seeking to serve the public. Our union was never divided. We're a democracy, and a 55% vote is more than most politicians get.
They'll have a tally later today, and they'll know if they'll go back to work sometime after 7 this evening. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you. Snow falling around the tech center, and we do have a couple of new accidents to deal with. One south on I-25 at Santa Fe, so that's adding to your jams. Coming out of Thornton Northbound right into downtown once you get past the crash. Will we stay heavy in both directions through T-Rex? Now in Highlands Ranch, dealing with a busy ride eastbound C-470 between Broadway and University. Southbound 225 now dragging because of a center lane stall near Parker Road. Once you pass that, it's slow into the tech center. Now if you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, looking at brake lights from Sheridan on over. And around town, busy ride for you on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. Turnpike slows eastbound from Federal to Pecos, while westbounders now stacking up between McCaslin and Table Mesa. On to the forecast, dealing with rain and snow this morning, depending on where you are.
Do some call you a health nut? If so, I bet you're concerned about the water you drink. I know your brain is. It's 75% water. So maybe the reason you're not thinking so straight anymore is because of all that dirty water swishing around in your brain. I got a solution for you. Polar Bear Water Distillers. They produce 100% pure water. Unlike bottled water, you can control the source of your health and save money to boot. Give us a call at 303-499-9769 to find out more. Oh yeah, you're having a hard time with that dirty brain of yours. To contact the nice people at Boer Superior Water, call 303-499-9769. And if you're tech savvy, you can find us on the web at the number 4, superiorwater.com. Polar Bear Water Distillers. For those of you who care about pure body and mind, Polar Bear.
VH1 Classic presents two of the greatest bands of their era playing nothing but hits. The New Cars and Blondie, together live. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Blondie and the New Cars. Todd Rundgren, Elliot Easton, Greg Hawks, Chasm Sultan, and Prairie Prince. For the first time in 17 years, the New Cars and Blondie. The event you don't want to miss, May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. Get your tickets on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone at 303-830-TIXS or online at HOB.com. Purchase your tickets online and get a free New Cars and Blondie digital album through eMusic. Let the good times roll again. May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. The New Cars Road Rage Tour 2006 and Blondie. Produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Claim a great prize and become eligible to win our grand prize eco trip to Costa Rica, the Crocodile Bay Lodge. So if your name isn't Warner Jenkins, you need to know this. It's easy to win. Just go to am760.net right now to sign up and tell us when to call your name on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And every weekday, AM 760 is giving away great prizes, like $500 cash, dinner with me and Ed Schultz, Big Eddie and myself, breakfast with me and Al Franken, and $500 worth of gas. And every weekday winner qualifies for a chance to win that eco trip to Costa Rica. I am really, really trying hard here. I just hope that the winner of the eco trip comes from this show. Man, I really do. So, Warner Jenkins, we're waiting for your call. And you got about an hour to call us. And win a fabulous prize and get your name in for that eco trip to Costa Rica. The Crocodile Bay Lodge. It's a fabulous place. Matter of fact, wouldn't mind taking you there right now. And I'm just, as Al says, boy, can we fix it so we can win? No, I'm sorry that we can't go with you. That would be great if we could just take a whole bunch of listeners there. But you know what? If you want to win, you got to sign up now at am760.net. And Werner Jenkins of Colorado Springs, we're waiting for your call. All right. Open phones 303-713-7600. And we're going to talk about NAFTA here in a little bit. But right now I got a time to squeeze in a couple of calls. Let's go to Bill in Evergreen, who's been waiting on the phone for a long time. Bill, hi. You're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Bill.
Glad you're feeling better, and good to be on your show.
Nice to have you on, man. And you know what? I'm fighting my way back. But now I feel bad because people are calling up saying, oh, Jay, thanks for giving me the cold.
It's all right. We've all gone through it, but we need you on the airwaves doing your thing.
I love you, too. Go ahead.
Okay. What we have is I'm an employer. For years, I saw the American kid, you know, which is my greatest employee, college kid off for the summer. I have a service business, and high school kid getting out for the summer, college kid being off of school. This was my employee field, and I got to tell you, I've got guys with me that, you know, are I would call suspicious of being illegal. They do have paperwork. I do show paperwork on them, but there may be an employer that slips through your definition of wanting to put us at the stake. My guys make $18 to $20 an hour. I think that's a living wage. I don't care who you are. And I just can't find anybody. You know, I go through the Denver papers. I go through local papers to ask for employees. And, you know, the last 5-6 years, I get nothing. I get no responses. My field of employees has been limited to people that I need people to work, or I'm out of business. My cash flow situation is that, you know, if I don't have people working, I go out of business. So yeah. But where does that put me? I'd be more than happy to have my guys on insurance programs and doing whatever I can do. I can't find anybody to work.
Well, I tried early on in this debate to bring up the situation of people like yourself who can't find employees, and then, you know, I dropped it because what ended up happening is I got screamed at for it.
Right, and I understand that, and I understand everybody's position, but in these smaller employees, employers like myself, and I know in Evergreen there's, you know, I don't want to use names, but there's more than a dozen companies that
Right. We're
limited in what we have, and I don't know any other way to stay in business. We pay taxes. All my guys pay taxes. Everybody's on the books. Everything's above board, and that's the only way I'll do it. If they have papers showing that they have a driver's license and they have their INS cards, and, you know, they have everything the government requires me to have of them, I have. But are they really legal employees? I don't know.
Well, I don't know that, you know, I think if they show you all the proper paperwork, and there's, you know, and you do the checking that's available to you for the resources you have, I don't know how anybody can come back around to you and say, well, you know, you didn't check it out. I mean, I think what a lot of callers are referring to, and what I'm trying to refer to, and you know this goes on, we're talking about the people who employ illegals who don't do checking because they don't care, because they know they can pay them nothing, and they know that they can get away with it. We're not talking about people like yourself. Now, as far as the part about not being able to find employees, I tried bringing this up. Here's what I get. That's not true. There are Americans to do all kinds of jobs. See, you know what I maintain? I maintain that technically that might be true, but in reality it isn't true. In reality it isn't true. Because there are jobs that people just flat out plain don't want to do. And they're not going to do them. And there are people who put, you know, there are examples of people like yourself who put ads in papers. Here's an example. I saw a story about a strawberry grower. This guy didn't want to hire illegals. So he goes down to an employment center, okay? He posts a thing about wanting workers. He'll pay them $9 an hour. He'll give them minimum health care insurance. Do you know how many people came out and applied?
None.
One. And the guy stayed on the job one day and quit. So what did he end up doing? He ended up going and he ended up hiring illegals because he couldn't get anybody else. Now, we have you on the phone. I've given this example. After a while, man, you know, you just get tired of bucking the crowd. I mean, you just get tired of getting people emailing you and calling up on the phone. And, that's not true. But you know what? I'm sure you could find a lot.
And
we could find a ton of people like yourself.
It took me over a week to call you, Jay. I didn't want to put it out there. The business owners, small business owners were, in, what was it, 86 when we went through this the first time? And, you start questioning your own ethics and morals. You know, am I keeping somebody out of work that needs a job? I mean...
Well, you're not keeping them out of work if they don't come apply for the job. That's number one. And then number two, if you go through and check, the papers to the best resources that are available to you, I don't see where you have anything on your head.
I put it out on Monster.com. I put it out in the college's bulletin board.
Yeah.
And, how much more can I do?
Yeah, look, you know what? I agree with you. I only wish you had called a couple of weeks ago. I only wish that, what we ought to do. Let me tell you what we ought to do with this call. What we ought to do with this call is we ought to record it and keep it. We ought to keep this call, and we ought to just keep it handy. And the next phone call I get from somebody...
I'll give Turk my cell phone. You want me, I'm there, but...
We'll put you on, and I'll say, hey, talk to this guy. He's looking for people, and he can't find anybody.
And it's spring again. I'm out looking now. I mean, yes, all this talk, they're trying to filibuster it now. I was just watching C-SPAN 2.
Right.
They're trying to kill it. But if this thing goes through, business owners are nervous. We're out here trying to make a living and doing the best job we can, and I don't want people on my back.
Well, but I want to defend some of the callers and try to defend myself by saying to you that what we're talking about here is we're talking about employers who knowingly hire illegal immigrants, and they do it because they do it as a cost-saving measure, not somebody like yourself, who all your workers have papers. You've done the best thing you can to verify them. If the government wants better verification, then they should give you better tools. I mean, you're not breaking the law.
I don't feel I am. I really don't feel that I am.
I don't know. How can you feel that you are? How can anybody call the program and claim that you are if you've checked everything out to the best of your ability? You're not God.
And at what point do I stop checking? I mean, I could go further and check this documentation, but I don't want to know. I really don't want to know. Because at that point, where am I?
You should. On that part, I'm going to tell you, you should want to know.
I should want to know?
You should want to know. Yeah, you should want to know. But I think that we have to entertain the idea. I think that we have to talk about the idea. And you pay $20 an hour. We got to talk about the idea.
I pay $20 an hour. I pay $150 an hour to my attorney to make sure that what I'm doing, I'm not going to get nailed for later.
Well, see, I think we should have a discussion. I think people who are hearing this call should call up and comment on this. And you know what? I'll rerun the call again in the coming weeks. Turk, put a save on this. And we'll run it again. Bill, God bless you, man. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Jay. A good show.
Okay, take care. Well, anybody want to comment on that call? 8:17, 17 minutes after 8. Hey, Werner Jenkins in Colorado Springs. You told us you were listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk at this time. We're looking for you, Werner. You want to win a good prize, man? Come on. Get in touch with us.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-551-4299. Again, that's 1-800-551-4299. 1-800-551-4299.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
And we'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a check-and-go near you. Or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
You know what the good life is like because you dream about it every day. You dream about the bigger house and the luxury car, maybe traveling around the world. But you wake up and find you're still in the same old job, working for the same old pay, week in and week out. But what if I can show you how to make your fortune investing in real estate, even if you've never done it before? Come on, you say, it takes money to get started. And you're right, but it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've been making millions ever since. Hi, I'm Dolph DeRoos, and I'm inviting you to see what the good life is really like. I'd like to send you a powerful free tape that will show you how you can get started earning the kind of money you really want so you can become rich, very rich. Now I'm going to give you a number that you need to call for my free tape. Are you ready? It's 1-800-300-0338. Stop dreaming about the good life and start living it. That's 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
It's spring cleaning time, so get to AutoZone now for everything you need to make your car look its best. Right now at AutoZone, when you buy two packs of Armor All wipes, you get a third one free. Meguiar's Quick Detailer, a 16-ounce bottle, is only $4.99. And check out AutoZone's full line of the new microfiber detailing products. A car is a big investment, so take care of it and get in the zone. AutoZone.
Top three reasons I'm sprucing up my home this spring? Number three, if you could see my yard, well, you'd understand. Number two, I've wanted a new kitchen for, oh, about two decades. And the number one reason? I can do it all this spring, but pay for it later.
Now through April 9th, get special deferred financing on purchases throughout the store when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid in U.S. only. See stores for details.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Little Stones, which, by the way, they're in Shanghai, China right now, as we speak. 8:21, 21 minutes after 8. AM 760, Progressive Talk, high today 48. Chance of rain and snow. Werner Jenkins of Colorado Springs. We're still looking for you, man. You've got a little bit of time left to win a prize and get qualified for that grand prize eco trip to Costa Rica. Werner Jenkins of Colorado Springs. All right, let's go talk to our guest, which is Miguel Tinker Salas, who is a professor in Latin American history and a professor of history and Chicano studies at Pomona College in Claremont, California. And, Professor, welcome to the program. Good to have you on.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Let's talk a little bit. You know, this is the big question here. What effect does NAFTA have on the current immigration debate and the illegal immigration problem that the United States is currently experiencing?
It has a tremendous impact. If one only looks at the Pew report that was issued yesterday, the Pew Foundation, on when immigrants arrived to this country, the bulk of immigrants have arrived in the post-1994 period. That is, as a result of when NAFTA was approved, we see the dislocation of the Mexican economy in very fundamental ways, and that dislocation then leads to immigration north. This was actually predicted in 1993, even by supporters of NAFTA. There was a big debate at that time about what impact NAFTA would have in the agrarian sector when borders were open, tariffs were lowered, and U.S. products would enter Mexico freely.
So, in other words, the dumping more or less of American products onto Mexico depresses their economy and also cuts down on job opportunities and flattens out the agricultural sector, correct?
Well, the thing is that many U.S. agricultural products actually have subsidies. In fact, the U.S. Agricultural Department had subsidies of close to $16 billion last year, and those subsidies go to corn, they go to tomatoes, they go to avocados, they go to dairy products. And those products then can be sold in Mexico at cheaper prices than Mexicans can produce them. The irony here is that Mexicans' basic diet, based on tortillas, is being produced by corn made in Iowa.
You know, those subsidies, too, are almost impossible to get yanked. I mean, Congress fights over those all the time, and you just can't get, you know, you can't get them erased. So is the answer here to repeal NAFTA? Is the answer here to dismantle NAFTA?
No, I'm not necessarily saying that the answer is to dismantle NAFTA. I think the answer is to recognize that NAFTA has a direct impact on this process and to recognize that trade is not always free. It comes at a cost. What is that cost? What can be done to mitigate that cost? And then take steps in that direction. When NAFTA was approved, there was an environmental side agreement, there was a labor side agreement, but there was no discussion of immigration. And I think that was a mistake. At that time would have been the perfect opportunity to actually address these issues, and politicians opted not to do that.
So what's the answer? For a layman like myself and for everybody else that's listening, what is the answer here? I mean, how do we counter these mitigating effects?
Well, I think the larger question is to recognize once and for all that our economies are increasingly linked and integrated, that immigration is not going to go away, that it is a permanent feature. It was a permanent feature of the 20th century. It's becoming a permanent and natural feature of the 21st century, and that until we come to realize that, in many ways, we're simply kidding ourselves. We'll resolve the current immigration issue with some bill coming out of Congress, as we did in 1986, and then 5 years, 10 years down the road, we're back exactly at the same place. We need to address the larger issue, and the larger issue is that these economies, the Canadian, the Mexican, the U.S., are becoming integrated. And look at the Europeans for a model. The Europeans talked about integrating not only the economy, but also their labor forces. If you have capital going south, if you have goods going south, you're going to have labor going north.
Boy, there's a lot of people, though, who don't want to hear this.
I know, because it has cultural, social consequences, the same way that there's a lot of people in Mexico who don't want to hear it because their country has been changing in the process. There are few Mexicans who don't have a relative in the U.S. anymore. There are few Mexicans who don't have contacts, family, U.S. culture's presence in Mexico. That's the reality. We're living in a globalized economy. That's the flip side of globalization.
It seems like we're just in an impossible box. I mean, I've been saying for the last couple of weeks that that this is an extremely complicated measure, a complicated problem, that it didn't happen overnight, that it's not going to go away overnight, that anybody who's lived in a state that has an agricultural sector knows that this stuff is that the use of illegal immigrant labor has been going on. I mean, ever since anybody can remember. So we're suddenly not going to wake up one morning and then all of a sudden erase all of this and turn it back around. It's going to take a long time to work this out.
Right. It's a protracted. It's got deep roots. We all go back to the last decades of the 19th century, and we see Mexican labor being consciously recruited by U.S. Economic sectors to build infrastructure. Once the Chinese or Exclusionary Act is signed in the 1880s, Mexicans become the preferred labor source, and they are there to build railroads, they're there to build the infrastructure, to build the dams. They continue that process throughout into the 20th century. It's not just a matter of agriculture, but every sector of the economy benefits from this process. And in fact, recent increases in the U.S. economy have been the result of being able to count on a reserve army of labor that is coming from Mexico, that is going into manufacturing, into construction, yes, into agriculture, but into multiple areas of the economy. One need only look at economies of North Carolina, Arkansas, Iowa, and see that without that labor force, many of those economies of scale would not be prospering today.
All right, so if I turned around and I said to you, Professor, you're our immigration czar. Fix this situation. What would you do?
Well, I think that it would involve, first of all, trying to de-racialize the debate, because the debate has been racialized. It's been made into a Mexican invasion or a Latin American invasion. It's been made into some kind of cultural invasion. It's been made into reclaiming the nation's culture. And I think we need to de-racialize it, decontextualize it, analyze it in a very cold, fashion. This is an economic reality. The U.S. population is aging. It has a need for a labor force. And all indications from every U.S. administration, whether it's Democratic or Republican, recognize this. And that's the reality. As long as we continue to use it as a scapegoat for political politicians who want to get reelected, it will continue to be a divisive issue rather than a concerted effort to discuss it in a context in which we reduce those kinds of racial, social tensions and deal with it in a much more broad context and historical context.
What about working with Mexico to even things out there, not only in Mexico but also in Central America, the unequal redistribution of the wealth upwards, and also, you know, to some degree, domestic turmoil that goes on there?
Well, I think that the conditions involve bilateral negotiations, not simply dictating, but bilateral negotiations, not just with Mexico, but with Central America and other countries as well. We're not just talking about a Mexican phenomena. We're talking about a Latin American phenomena. We're seeing Central Americans, the largest Central American communities of Nicaraguans, Guatemalans,
right,
Hondurans, exist in the U.S., outside of their home country, the largest communities of Dominicans and also of Cubans and of other communities are all part of this process. So the dynamic is a larger continental-wide process, not simply Mexico.
Yeah, by the way, we have an unequal situation, too, when it comes to Cubans. I mean, we have the wet-foot, dry-foot policy for them, but we have another set of rules for immigrants from illegal immigrants from Central Latin America and also Mexico.
And that's most evident for the Haitians, who have lived under very difficult circumstances,
right,
and when they come to the U.S., they are deported. They don't have the same context. And some people claim that that's both influenced by race and by politics, given the character and the nature of Haitian society. But the larger question, as I think I keep pointing out, is that if we continue to frame this as a cultural or a racial or as a social issue, we miss many of the larger questions. Mexicans and Latin Americans have been an integral part of the U.S. society and economy. And the key thing is not just to create a second-class group of second-class citizens and workers to be exploited only when need comes. They people have rights. They have citizenship rights. And this is really leading to constructing new concepts of citizenship, as we see them in Europe, as we see them in Mexico. Mexicans now are legally can have dual citizenship rights. They can vote in Mexico and still be U.S. citizens. It's leading in that direction. And the U.S. has been insulated for many, many years, for decades and generations. And I think we're now confronting what does it mean to have globalization in our own context.
All right, Professor, thank you so much for your time. And I know you've got other things to do, but, boy, I would like to have you back on this program and at least get 45 minutes to an hour with you about all of this. I appreciate you getting up this morning and being on.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You too. There's Professor Miguel Tinker Salas, who is a professor of Latin American history and professor of history at Chicano Studies at Pomona College in Claremont, California. You know what? It's 8:30, and I'm still looking for Warner Jenkins of Colorado Springs. You told us you listened to we got him? We're going to talk to him? We might have another winner on this program. Let me tell you something. The person that goes to Crocodile Bay is going to be from this show, come hell or high water, because I'm going to get the most winners of anybody, and you're going to win. Somebody here is going to win. Sign up right now at am760.net. Don't miss out on this. All right. It's 8:31, 29 minutes away from 9 o'clock. The weather's crazy out there. The traffic's weird. But here's a woman who maintains sanity under all circumstances. Bailey with a look at progressive traffic.
Oh, thanks, Jay. Messy ride this morning dealing with wet roads, backsplash, and a couple more accidents. One eastbound C-470 at Broadway, so that's going to slow you down in Littleton. Also have another one westbound Highway 6 just before Sheridan, so expect delays if you're off to Lakewood. Now southbound I-25 loaded up as you approach 104th into downtown. We are sluggish in both directions through T-Rex and around town. Busy on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 between Boulder and Golden. Turnpike seeing a slow go in both directions through Broomfield and Westminster. And checking out the forecast, dealing with rain or snow depending on...
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts and American financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Okay, you're at a party, and the person you've always imagined spending the rest of your life with is actually talking to you. You're not just talking, but you're downright charming. Your stories are funny, your response is witty, your teeth mercifully without spinach flakes. If your next thought is whether your obnoxious roommate or your mother, the mood killer, will be home, well, it might be a good time for your first house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider that your mom's house might be as sexy as a smelly t-shirt, consider Amber Homes, a higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out AmberHomes.com for details.
Do some call you a health nut? If so, I bet you're concerned about the water you drink. I know your brain is. It's 75% water. So maybe the reason you're not thinking so straight anymore is because of all that dirty water swishing around in your brain. I got a solution for you. Polar Bear Water Distillers. They produce 100% pure water. Unlike bottled water, you can control the source of your health and save money to boot. Give us a call at 303-499-9769 to find out more. Oh yeah, you're having a hard time with that dirty brain of yours. To contact the nice people at Boer Superior Water, call 303-499-9769. And if you're tech savvy, you can find us on the web at the number 4superiorwater.com. Polar Bear Water Distillers. For those of you who care about pure body and mind, Polar Bear.
Ted Schultz, keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, thank you, Big Eddie. By the way, Ed will be back today, and he'll be broadcasting live from New York City, 8:35, 25 minutes away from 9 o'clock. High today, 48. Rain, snow in some areas. It's starting back up here again, but you know what? Have no fear. Tomorrow it'll warm up to 67. And then on Sunday, we should have a high of around 70 under mostly sunny skies. 303-713-7600. It's open phones. I got one line open here. And let's jump to CJ in Broomfield. CJ, good morning. You're on AM 760. Well, let me see if I get. There we go. CJ, I always have trouble with that number one line. I don't know what it is. But good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Jay. As usual, a great show.
Thanks.
And I was listening earlier this morning when you were talking to the guy about us getting out to vote. And I absolutely agree. You and Big Ed, Al Franken, Randy Rhodes, all of you guys have been doing a great job with driving home the point that we all need to get out and vote to get some of these seats back. But what I think we need to add to encouraging people to vote is that we all need to know, will our vote count? I personally know the setup in my precinct in Boulder County. So I feel that my vote will be counted. So when you guys encourage us to go out and vote, add that you need to, people, remind yourselves to verify, you know, what is the setup in your precinct? Are you using die vote machines?
Well, there's a bill in the state of Colorado, though, to take care of, that there's got to be a verifiable record. Of the votes cast. I mean, we had Ken Gordon on here, of course, yesterday over another subject. But I asked him that question, and he himself submitted the bill, and they passed it.
Right, and I understand that, Jay, for Colorado. But you and Big Ed, and you're heard all over the country. So all of you need to say, is there something set up in your state? You know, will your votes be counted? You need to get out, people, and find out if they are.
Well,
it sounds like we're going to be okay in Colorado, but what about all the rest of the state?
Well, there are some states that do have the same bills. There are some that don't. And I had a woman call me up last week when I was sitting in for Ed Schultz, I worked the majority of that week sick, and she called up and was calling from Miami. I guess she was calling from Florida. and she was complaining about it. And, you know, the key thing that I forgot to ask her, the key thing that I forgot to say to her, and I really slipped up, I really screwed up on this. See, I'm unlike the president. I don't mind admitting when I made a mistake. I should have said to her, okay, well, you know what, if you're so passionate about this, what are you doing in your state about it? Right. I mean, I think everybody in their individual states have got to get involved and make sure that this stuff goes on. Now, the last place I voted in an election, which was in Cook County, there was verifiable backup to the votes cast. But I think we are safe in Colorado. And the thing we've got to concentrate on is we've got to concentrate on making some key changes here. We have to maintain control of the state legislature. That's got to continue. We have to put Bill Ritter in office because we've got to get a Democratic governor elected, and Ritter's the man. We've got to get Angie Piccioni in and get rid of Marilyn Musgrave. We've got to get Bill Winter in and get rid of Tom Tancredo and all the way down the line. And, you know, if each person just goes out and recruits, you know, 10, 15 people,
right,
tries to talk to 10 or 15 people about this, I mean, it'll make a difference. It'll make a difference. But everybody has to make sure that they're registered to vote, they're prepared to turn out, that they know the issues, and that they can sit there and talk to other people about the issues so that we can all get out there and go for it. I mean, look at the AP Ipsos poll this morning. You know, the Republicans are in trouble. They are in trouble, and they have no way to reverse the slide, and they're not going to reverse the slide under this current administration and with the things they have done. So conditions are ripe. Let's capitalize.
But we still need to be able to count on the fact that our votes will be counted.
Well, see, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I can't, you know, the problem with all with this discussion is I can't, you're not responsible, nor can you, nor can I, for instance, make sure that things are okay in Wyoming. Or that things are all right in Nebraska, or that things function well in California, or that they go okay in Michigan. We're not capable of doing that. We don't have that kind of influence. The people who live in those states need to look after business and make sure that their votes, the votes are counted. I've been assured by Ken Gordon. He's a guy I trust. He's running for Secretary of State. He's a good man. He says things are fine, and if he says things are fine, I trust him and I believe him.
No.
I don't have any reason to disbelieve him. He's never lied to me.
And I agree with that, but I was just thinking that, you know, because Randy is hurt in New York.
Oh, right.
You know, that all of you guys together could make people understand that you can't just vote. You got to make sure it's counted.
Well, in this state, they'll get counted. And, you know, Randy and Ed and those people really ought to, you know, you're right. They ought to talk about it more.
Right.
And the next, you know, next time. Which, I love that. I hope it's not for a while, though, because I'm kind of worn out. But the next time I sit in for him, you know, I'll bring it up. I'll bring it up in his show that people should make sure their votes get counted.
Well, thank you very much, Jay. You guys do a great job.
Well, CJ, you know I love you. Call me anytime.
Love you, too. Have a good weekend.
Okay, you too.
Thanks.
Bye. She's good. She's great people. Let's go to Bob in Westminster. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi, Bob.
This is your DOL guy. And if you just you know, right away, I'll send you some emails on the labor market and how it looks from my point of view with 24 years of experience, and I'll identify myself if you'd like to read some of those, because I can't cover what I'd have to say in this format.
Yeah, send it to me.
And you'd be interested to understand. It would help you understand a number of things. Number one, as far as that employer goes, I understand his situation, because I can tell you, I ran into a situation, you know, a couple of years ago where somebody had come up with some stuff, and they showed me some documents. Or I looked at the documents they had for these people that were working at their facility, and I looked at them. And I said, you know, most of these are fake, because I've had some document examining experience. Says, most of these look pretty fake to me. And he says, I know. He says, but what can I do? I mean, they do present these, you know. So there is a problem there. And in response to that, what the employer is saying is, if we're going to put the employers on the hook for verifying people, we also need to give them the tools like the Louisiana cross-check, which you used in unemployment insurance to cross-check people's social security numbers, and then we also need to give them those tools and the ability to access those systems that they can verify the documents they've got. We also have to put the responsibility on people presenting those documents to make it at least a high-class misdemeanor or a low-class felony to deliberately present documents that misrepresents who you are and what your status is. Because unless we do that, we can't really, you know, hold the employers responsible. But I can, and then again, I can tell you, the other thing we're not doing, I used to work for National Employment Service, and we used to have to check people's documentation or check if they were here legally or not. And I was you know, toward the end of my career, we'd have gotten fired if we would have checked anybody, you know, if they were here legally or not.
Well, employers do need the tools. But, you know, all of the things that we talk about on this program and the people bring up about the things we need, this country is running a record deficit. And this administration is squandering our resources. And one of the places we're spending a tremendous amount of money is in Iraq. And, you know, if we didn't have Iraq going on and we didn't have these unreasonable tax cuts, which are giveaways to the rich, and there was a New York Times article that broke this down. I think I quoted parts of it on the air yesterday or maybe the day before. You can go ahead and Google it and look it up. If we had all of this going on, we would have money for these other things. So while we're spending the majority of this morning talking about immigration, we've been talking about it for 2 weeks. We've also got other problems that impact us in this country that this administration has bungled and that we need to get this country back on track. And Iraq is one of them, one of the big ones. And those tax cuts are also unjust and are wrong. And we need to reverse those. Because when you have to make, when you have a time of where you're asking people for sacrifice, which this administration basically doesn't do, but particularly in a time of war or the time of other stress, that's not a time to be handing a certain segment of society money at the expense of the middle and lower middle class. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate the call. 303-713-7600. One line open. It's 844, 16 minutes away from 9. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sign up now at am760.net to win that eco trip to Costa Rica and all the other fabulous prizes. I want you to win. I want you to...
I love hearing from satisfied customers who know the herbs in Kaido Gold really work.
I lost 57 pounds.
Was it difficult?
There was nothing to it.
Well, I started out at 240. Now I'm at 190. As soon as I started taking them, I started losing weight.
I'm Tom Martino with this special. Buy three bottles, get three bottles free with free shipping. 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
It's the easiest diet I've ever been on in my life.
I didn't change my diet at all.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
If you're suffering from thinning hair, I've just got one question for you. Why? I mean, Proceed wants you to try their new powerful formula, risk-free, so you can actually see yourself develop thicker, fuller hair. We're so confident you'll see results after just one application that we're giving you Proceed to try completely risk-free. You just use Proceed one time, and you won't need another application for 3 months. That's right, use it once and forget about it for months. We could tell you about men across America who are enjoying thicker, fuller hair thanks to Proceed. But we want you to see the power of Proceed firsthand. So try it risk-free and get a free bottle of our innovative volumizing shampoo today. You'll see results after your first application, guaranteed. Just call 1-800-492-3423. Face it, with this offer, there's no excuse for thinning hair, because now you can try it completely risk-free. That's 1-800-492-3423. 1-800-492-3423.
Ever seen one of those huge fishing nets that trawlers drag across the ocean? If you have, it'll remind you of the Denver Business Journal. The journal gathers stories from every corner of the Denver business world and gives you an index of names and companies on the move that you can skim in just 5 minutes every Friday, so you always know how to swim with the big fish in Denver. Call 303-837-3500 today and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice.
Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre Central Park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Is this what the legal system sounds like to you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Order in the court.
If you've been injured in a traffic or any other serious accident, you need an attorney who can make sense of the complex legal system. The attorneys at Gregory and O'Sullivan will work on a contingency fee basis to get your medical bills and lost wages paid and more. Call Gregory and O'Sullivan now for a free consultation at 720-266-4910. 720-266-4910.
But you wake up and find you're still in the same old job, working for the same old pay, week in and week out. But what if I can show you how to make your fortune investing in real estate, even if you've never done it before? Come on, you say, it takes money to get started. And you're right, but it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've been making millions ever since. Hi, I'm Dolph DeRoos, and I'm inviting you to see what the good life is really like. I'd like to send you a powerful free tape that will show you how you can get started earning the kind of money you really want so you can become rich, very rich. Now I'm going to give you a number that you need to call for my free tape. Are you ready? It's 1-800-300-0338. Stop dreaming about the good life and start living it. That's 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
What's the price of safety? Midas says it shouldn't be as much as you think. You can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads installed at Midas for just $99.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads again for as long as you own your car for just $99.95. Midas offers pads that are manufactured to the highest brake standards in the industry and meet or exceed the performance of the pads that came with your car when it was new. Midas has over 3,000 ASE certified mechanics too, so no matter where you drive, Midas is there. No wonder more Americans trust Midas for their brakes than any place else. And to help keep you safely on the road this season, get the Midas Touch Maintenance Package for just $29.95. They'll change your oil, rotate your tires, perform a courtesy check, including a visual brake check, all for just $29.95. To Midas, nothing's more important than your safety, and keeping it safely on the road costs less than you think when you trust the Midas Touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra, subject to availability. Oil change includes up to 5 quarts of multi-grade oil, other grades, and synthetics extra. Most vehicles, diesel vehicles extra. Not valid with discount offers. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Prices and participation may vary.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rain to snow today, depending on where you are. High today, 48. Don't worry, though. It's going to warm up tomorrow. And also on Sunday. All right, back to the phone calls here on Open Phones. But first, let me talk to a guy who's very, very important, Werner Jenkins of Colorado Springs. Werner, how are you this morning?
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. I'm doing good. Thank you.
All right. Well, we called your name, and you called in. Let me tell you. Should I tell you what you won?
Please.
You won breakfast with me and Al Franken, and you're now qualified to get in to the drawing for the grand prize, which is that eco trip to Costa Rica and Crocodile Bay Lodge. How about it, man?
That's really excellent. That's, you know, two of my favorite people. That's super.
You know what? Thank you very much, and I know Al will feel the same way, and we'll have a good time at breakfast. And here's the thing. As I said to everybody who has won this this week, and so far we're doing really, really good, having a winner almost every day. Man, my fingers are crossed. I hope you get to go to Costa Rica, because I want somebody from this program very, very badly to win and go.
Well, I hope I win. Yeah, that would be great. But, you know, I already feel like I've won. And thanks so much for all the great work you do, Jay.
Thank you, Werner. You're really a great guy. I can't wait to meet you in person. And thanks, man. Really thanks for listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're glad you're out there, Werner.
Oh, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks. Have a great day and have a good weekend.
Okay, you too.
We'll see you later.
Okay.
All right, there's Werner Jenkins, another winner on the Jay Marvin Show. Yeah! Can you tell I'm excited? I am. It would be so cool if the person who goes to Crocodile Bay comes from this program. Nick in Lakewood. Nick, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, listen, I've been retired since June 05, and I just really recently, the last few months, got into your 760, and I just love it.
Oh, thank you, man. You're very kind.
Say, listen, immigration. I'm a Spanish and Irish. I've been in this country all my life. Union, retired, 36 and a half years, some military. These folks got here just like I got here. They need the same services I need. I heard you the other day talking to that caller about denying health care to a child. I couldn't do that. I'd have to give them health care. They need the same services, Jay, that I need. They need police, fire, and health. The thing is that they're in this country, and I'm subsidizing their health care and their services. These employers that are hiring them are part of the responsible because they're encouraging them to come here. I think we're trying to treat the symptom and not the cause in this problem. What we should do is get these employers to help fund the health care for these people. Make them citizens, fine. Bring them back up, put a fence up, whatever you got to do to make them legal to get here. But we got to do it a little differently.
Well, I think we definitely have to change course. There's no question about that. Thing is, though, like the professor said, you know, we've got NAFTA, we've got these other things out there, we've got globalization. We need, he's right about this. And I'm not saying that the callers to this show, although some of them, I would say, fit into this category, but by and large, I would say 99.99% of the callers who call this show don't fit into this category, and the people who call this radio station don't fit into this category. But this thing has become racial, it has become divisive, it has become polarizing, and the thing is, this is a situation where we need to call on the best, the brightest, and the calmest of the people in this country, and stop fanning the flames and make an honest effort to sit down and to come up with a workable plan and come up with an idea on how to fix this. And you know something? Politicians are getting mileage out of this. The media is getting mileage out of this. We've been talking about it here for 2 weeks. You know, I would love, desperately, to spend all morning talking about Bush leaking this information, and I would love to spend all morning talking about Iraq. But it's open phone, so you can call in, you can talk about anything you want to talk about. Thing is, the media is fanning the flames of this. Right-wing talk radio is fanning the flames. There are others who are getting mileage out of this thing. We are not going to solve this problem in this manner. We need to do it the right way.
Yeah, Jay, can I say this? The company I work for is Union. They had a maintenance department that's Union, cleaning the floors, paying between $12 and $16 an hour. They did away with them, formed a sub-company, hired the Hispanic Latinos from South America, Mexico, to clean their floors, do their trash work for less money. Didn't pay them time and a half after 40. These people, after 40 hours a week, these people got together and sued the company I was working for and got their back pay. But that's what these companies are doing to save a buck, and shame on them.
Listen, I agree with you 100%. You know what we ought to do? What we ought to do, and I'm not talking about small employers here, like Bill who called in earlier, but these large companies. You know what we ought to do? What we ought to see, what we ought to do is we ought to take these 11 to 12 million, allow them to achieve legal citizenship, and then unionize them, organize them. And everybody in this country ought to get organized. And we ought to restore unions back to the respectability where they deserve to be instead of allowing the right wing and the business establishment to trash them at every turn of the mile. And they have ingrained this anti-union thing so much into the American public that you get these really, really, these lame excuses like, oh, people in unions are lazy, which is not true.
Not at all.
You know, it's not true. It's a disgrace. We're talking, I mean, you know, the amount of hours we work, okay, the standard of living that we have in this country, it wasn't given to us. Nobody handed this stuff to us. People got their heads busted, and they went out on strike to get this stuff, and unions were instrumental in getting these things done, and yet, you know, it's like somebody sent me a letter, a woman sent me an email, she's really right about this. It isn't the illegal immigrants that are hurting us. You know what's hurting us? What's hurting us is the policies of this administration.
Yep, that's right, no policy.
Yeah, you know, let's wake up here and figure out, where the earth really rotates to and get this stuff fixed. Then see, I'm going to go back on my old rap about how we got to take charge of this country, but I really believe it. Nick, thank you, man. Great call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, and I do. And Do I think the Democratic Party is a 100% panacea for all this stuff? No. But nothing is perfect. Unions are not perfect, but you know something? Unions have brought us a lot. The Democratic Party has done great things in the past. With us involved, with you and me involved, we can do great things again. We have the ability, we have the talent to get these things fixed and to get this situation taken care of. But we need fundamental change. And I talk about this as like it's a mantra. And I keep saying it over and over again. And there's not a day that doesn't go by that I don't think about this. And I don't think about putting Angie Piccioni in Congress. That I don't think about putting Bill Winter in Congress. That I don't think about putting Bill Ritter into the governor's office. That I don't think about maintaining control of the legislature. We need to do all of these things. Man, we need to do these things. And we need to figure this immigration thing out and stop the hysteria connected to it. All right. We'll continue. Last hour of open phones. Everybody's welcome to join in. 303-713-7600. And don't forget to sign up. Be a winner. You know, AM760.net. Somebody from this show is going to Costa Rica. I just know it. I just feel it.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-330-1157. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-330-1157. 1-800-330-1157.
And I never missed any work. I just wish it had been an option for the first tumor.
At Rocky Mountain Cyberknife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
AM 760 Progressive Talk is thanking you, our loyal listeners,
with fabulous prizes. Find out how to win on AM760.net.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill, where the Senate has given up for now efforts to pass an immigration bill that would have let most illegal immigrants gain legal status and apply for citizenship. The effort to pass the compromise collapsed amid recriminations, anger, and disappointment by those who worked so hard on it, including Democratic Senator Edward Kennedy.
In doing so, we really failed in our duty to our nation and our democracy and our American people.
In the end, Republicans wouldn't allow a vote on the bill, says Senate Leader Bill Frist, because Democrats wouldn't allow votes on any amendments.
Now it's effectively been brought to a halt by the other side.
The Senate now leaves on a two-week spring break, and backers of this immigration reform, including Kennedy and Republican John McCain, vow they'll try again when they return to find a way to put this broken immigration bill back together again. I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. Now with more CBS News, here's Dan Raviv.
At a Shiite Muslim mosque in Baghdad, three bombers killed themselves and at least 50 Iraqis, wounding over 130.
Both men and women worshippers traditionally do get searched on the way into mosques throughout the city and country after there have been so many suicide attacks against houses of worship. But these attackers apparently blew themselves up just outside the security cordon at the entrance to the mosque before they got searched, and also just as services were letting out. So there was a large number of people coming out of the building, large number of people in the streets, a lot of targets.
CBS's Kimberly Dozier in Baghdad, looking back at the run-up to the Iraq War and how the Bush White House defended its decision to invade. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer, there's more this morning on the testimony of Lewis Scooter Libby, the vice president's former chief aide, that leaks were authorized by President Bush.
Yes, indeed, Dan. This is turning into quite a partisan fight. The White House accuses Democratic critics of engaging in crass politics as they point to the president's repeated complaints about leaks and the disclosure that he declassified a highly sensitive intel report on Iraq. Responding to reporters' questions, spokesman Scott McClellan this morning said the president would never authorize the disclosure of information that could compromise national security. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
A verdict in the Texas trial of a woman accused of murdering her 10-month-old daughter by cutting off the baby's arms. A judge declares Dina Schlosser not guilty by reason of insanity. Two authors who sued Dan Brown have lost in a London court. They say they'll appeal, still pursuing their claim that his bestseller, The Da Vinci Code, was ripped off.
Some inspiration, perhaps, but no theft when Dan Brown drew on the bestseller Holy Blood, Holy Grail as part of the research for The Da Vinci Code. Copyright lawyer Conan Chitham.
What the judge has said is that ideas and history and even pseudo-history are free for anybody to use.
That means The Da Vinci Code film can still make its May 19th release date, and novelists worldwide can exhale. Research is not plagiarism. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The Dow is down 60 points. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm Bob Bettendorf of the Bettendorf Company, the largest importer of flatware and fine china in the area for over 30 years. Our secret? Great service for each and every one of our customers. Of course, we're not too sure who these customers are. We have this new fancy customer information computer system, but nobody at any of our stores, which are in seven states, can figure out how to use it. Anyway, that's not your problem. Come into the Bettendorf Company showroom near you, and don't be offended if we don't recognize you.
Even some successful businesses could use help with customer relationship dynamics. That's why there's Microsoft Dynamics. Powerful, people-ready business management solutions that can deliver an easy-to-use customer knowledge base so your salespeople get first-class service. Microsoft Dynamics can help you with financial and supply chain management. Visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Students this hour celebrating the lifting of a ban on the displaying of American flags and other patriotic apparel items at Shaw Heights Elementary in Westminster. That after Attorney General John Southers said yesterday that the school violated student rights.
First, it's a constitutional right of expression. And second, there's a very express Colorado statute, 27-2-108.5, which says the right to display reasonably the flag of the United States shall not be infringed.
Southers had threatened to take action if the school did not reverse the ban. Last week, Shaw Heights principal Myla Shepherd instituted the ban after several incidents, including one where approximately 25 students wore camouflage clothing on one day. Skyline High School and St. Vrain Valley School District also imposed similar bans. A blizzard warning still in effect for a number of eastern counties this morning and will take place until 2 o'clock this afternoon. They do include Deer and Castle Rock snow. 7 Progressive Update, I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Still seeing a few issues for your drive. Have a crash in the clearing stages eastbound C-470 at Broadway. Then another one westbound Highway 6 just before Sheridan. So that's going to tie up a bit as you head into Lakewood. Now southbound I-25 running heavy as you make your way out of Thornton North Glen into downtown. Now we're sluggish in both directions through T-Rex. Off the highways have a couple dark intersections, University and Orchard, Yale and Monaco, and Broadway and Alameda. Probably a good idea if you treat those as four-way stops just to be safe. Now around town, busy along the diagonal and Foothills Parkway. Highway 93 seeing the usual slow spots between Boulder and Golden, and the turnpike stop and go in both directions to Broomfield and Westminster. On to the forecast.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in four-week terms, an eight-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused. Flexible. Friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
On an adventure.
Plus, be qualified to win an all-expense eco trip to Costa Rica, where you'll stay at the Crocodile Bay Lodge.
AM 760 Progressive Talk is thanking you, our loyal listeners, with fabulous prizes.
You want to be our next winner? It's easy.
Get online, am760.net.
And thanks for listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yeah, and I have a little bit of a cold in that little thing there with Randy and Al and Big Ed. 6:06, 6 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning, high 48. Rain to snow, depending on where you are, but don't worry, it'll warm up a little later on in the week. Yeah, I don't want to talk about my health on the air. Some guy sent me a really rude email. You know, I want to hear about your health problems. I want to hear about people's health problems. I go to my grandma. I sent an email back, said, well, you know, you're obviously an open-hearted, very compassionate guy. Sorry. Didn't mean to, I don't want to hear about your depression. Oh, okay.
I go to my grandma. That is classic. I mean, jerk email, but that is kind of funny.
Thank you, John. And I hear about your depression. There, you're right. Depression and mental illness is something we should never discuss in this society. Okay, let's pretend it doesn't happen. All right, it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go back on the phones. Noah in Arvada's been waiting. Noah, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, don't worry about talking about your stuff. I mean, I enjoy the fact that you are more personable with us than some of the other people who act like dictatorial people. I appreciate it.
Well, you're very kind. Thanks, man.
The thing I wanted to talk about was NAFTA. And the guy that you were talking to before kind of had like a horse in the race, so to speak. To compare the NAFTA with the European Union is a totally flawed argument. The European Union has a representative body that represents that the people that represent each part of the European Union are elected by the people. Is there anybody that represents the people of the United States in these trade agreements that were elected by the people?
Well, here's what the government would tell you. Here's what the politicians would say. Politicians would say, yeah, well, we appoint the people to engage in these negotiations, and you voted for us, so therefore it's a representative situation. I'm not saying... I know where you're coming from, but I'm just giving you the answer that I bet they would give you.
It's still false, because what they run on is not NAFTA issues. They run on something totally different. This should be something that affects every single person. If they want to go and try and compare it to the European Union, people need to understand that there's a totally different situation there. Yes, there could be an agreement between the Canada and the U.S., because we both share the same living standard. But the U.S. and Mexico do not share the same living standards. So what is going to happen is an automatic race to the bottom for some sort of equilibrium. The only people that benefit from this are the people that are sitting on the top. The European Union is totally different. Those people over there all share relatively the same living standard. If I go from Germany, if I go into Portugal, they were pretty much all living at the same living standard. If I go from Germany and I head over to Czechoslovakia, there's a little bit of a difference there, but for the fundamental part of it, they still have close to the same living standard. I cannot compete with somebody who is willing to live in like basically a shack down in Mexico. It's impossible.
Well, I don't think they're willing. I know what you're saying, but I don't think they're willing to. I don't think they have any. I don't think they have any choice. And I think, I mean, we have to have a discussion. We have to get together. We have to have a discussion about how our economic policies towards Mexico and Central and Latin America. And our attitude about their politics and our attitude about their social structure, how it affects not only them, but also affects us. And we have to depolarize, once again, I'm going to say, we have to depolarize the debate. We have to de-racialize it. We have to stop looking at people who come here as being criminals, because they're not. They're coming here out of economic want. And... it's like the conversation I had yesterday with this guy from Chicago, Bob, on Ed Schultz's show. It's like I said to him, look, we're like two. He and I are going round and round about this, about the 11 to 12 million, illegal immigrants that are here. And I said to him, it's like we're two people sitting in a boat in Lake Michigan, and the boat's taking on water, and you just keep complaining about the situation, when meanwhile we should be patching the boat and bailing. I mean, this is what we got to do. We got to sit down and have a rational discussion and explore all these things instead of getting crazy about it. And you know what? Special interests also need to be cut out of this conversation.
Jay, we have had trade agreements throughout history constantly. A lot of them are designed, and people don't really understand how trade agreements are designed. They're designed to kill the middle class, to keep people in power. And that is exactly what is happening now. NAFTA was designed to kill the middle class. The only people that are getting shafted here are the middle class.
Well, I don't disagree with that.
If you do not have a middle class that can thrive, then pretty much you and I are going to be fighting for food, and we're not going to care who's in power. What we are seeing is now another rise of the Gilded Age. Unless people wake up, we're going to see a whole repeat of history of exactly what happened in America in the 1890s.
Well, to be fair, too, I think there's more involved in it than just immigration. There's tax policies in this country. It's... There's laws being written by corporate lobbyists.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but that guy's argument trying to compare the European Union and how that we're going to have to live with NAFTA is totally flawed and false. It is wrong. To think in that mindset that NAFTA is just here to stay is totally wrong. There have been trade agreements in the past. They have been repealed. Things will come
and go. But you got to concede one thing. I mean, dumping subsidized agricultural products on the Mexican market so that Mexicans can buy things from, you know, cheaper from the United States than they can from production inside. Do you agree with me that that's not right?
Of course. I know it was designed that way on purpose.
Well, then we have to dismantle it, don't we?
Well, then you are coming to the fundamental conclusion that NAFTA needs to be dismantled.
Yeah, that we need to either dismantle it, rewrite it, or take a critical examination of it and fix it.
Don't ever settle for anyone telling you that NAFTA is the same thing as the European Union. It's not.
All right,
NAFTA is a totally flawed system, and it needs to go.
All right, pal, I appreciate the call. Call me again.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. Let's go to Brian in Thornton. Brian, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, did you see the stuff on Channel 6 on France like 2-3 days ago?
Oh, on France's immigration problems,
mm-hmm.
You mean? No, I didn't see it on there, but I've read a lot about it, yeah.
I noticed there does seem to be a theme of using some of the same language, even though we're not the same as the European Union and some of these countries. The benefit packages vary. Sometimes they're much more liberal than ours are here. But they seem, when they finally start to mention globalization, they seem to target cutting the same things. So it does seem to be a goal and a method. And globalization goes hand in hand with discussions about free trade and the global economy. A lot of times what they're talking about is free trade. Maybe what we need to look at is are there any fair trade discussions? Because that implies more negotiation to me. You're looking for what's best for your people. When I think of, like, as a union member of negotiation, I'm thinking of somebody who's interested in getting something from me, and it's along the lines of those packages. But if the people who represent you have a goal in their own right of making exception to that, those trade agreements can bring in people who have to, even if they do get, in order to get the trade agreement passed, like NAFTA, the NAALC, that was attached to it with the North American Agreement on Labor Cooperation.
Right.
That if it's weaker, one, the fact that it had to be added shows that they have to turn to that instead of the rights that are already here in this country. And if that's the case, a guest worker program like our current situation is going to lend into the same problems we've already seen with guest worker programs.
But we can't go down that road. The problem is that
right.
That road's broken, and it's broken. You know, it's not only been broken here, but look at the problem that the French are having,
mm-hmm.
and they're having it. You know, the problems they're having. I mean, they've got huge, huge problems. One of the things they've got going on over immigration is that there's now widespread anti-Semitism to the point where Jewish students can't just go to any French public school. There was a big article in the New York Times about this about 3 to 4 weeks ago. You know, we just have to work these problems out. We just have mm-hmm. to sit down and we have to figure these things out. We have to do what's best. You know what? In doing what's best for people, in doing what's best for Latin America and Mexico and the people here in the United States, then you'll do the right thing. It's also what's doing right for your country as well. And obviously what we have done in the past and what we have done for years here, even before NAFTA, what we have done, has not been the right thing and has not been the best thing. And now we're paying the price for it, and people suddenly want it fixed overnight. Not going to happen.
And a lot of it seems to be the same methods popping up in new areas with people who are uniquely useful to target. Like when people talk about, for instance, janitorial work being contracted out, people who come in where tasks used to be a position that you promote from, even into a trade, just by its starting place within a company, becomes completely a task for another organization. It just sounds a lot like what's going on with RTD, and I don't know that that has anything to do with immigration. There's classic
ways to bust.
Oh, no.
Now you're off on a... Yeah, now you're off on a whole... Look, let me ask you this question. How many middle-class people... How many middle-class people do you think in the last 30 years, maybe even longer, but maybe last 35 years, have become anti-union and have totally turned their backs on unions in this country? I'm willing to wager quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to wager that what we're operating now in the year 2006 is an anti-union environment. And there's constant talk about privatization. There's constant talk about busting unions and about how, well, you know, people, and I've said this over and over, people in unions are lazy, and you get all of this kind of talk. You know, it's wrong, and we should, it's wrong, and people should, you know, better start, you know, waking up to what's going on here.
But that's it. That's telling us that we see these methods being used with immigrants, like a drive to the bottom, but a lot of it is just, if you get a pool of guest workers, if it's done within an agreement that doesn't give them the same rights, and then now they're starting to use it as a solution to amnesty because it takes 11 years instead of 5 or so to become a citizen, you're just getting one more group of people to pool together to bring in and break up some of those unions.
Well, you know what?
That's how they drive to the bottom. It's not just because they're immigrants.
But my answer would be, you know what, give the 11 to 12 million a path to legalization, and those that are work and are not into entrepreneurship, unionize them. That's, organize and unionize them. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call. Call me again. All right. It's 9:18, 18 minutes after 9. One line open at 303-713-7600 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, the good news is streets around town are starting to thin out. Foothills Parkway, the diagonal, and Highway 93 all looking pretty good now. The turnpike back up to speed through Broomfield and Westminster. Still dealing with backsplash, though, and it's a little tough to see those lane markers on the highway, so be aware of that. Had an earlier crash eastbound C-470 at Broadway. That's been yanked out of your way. Another one westbound 6th Avenue also been cleared right around Sheridan. Still slow as you make your way into Lakewood. If you're coming out of Lakewood, we're bunching up as you approach I-25. And it's southbound 225 dealing with slow spots as you make your way into the tech center. I-25 still running heavy across downtown and through T-Rex. And checking out the forecast, rain and snow showers this morning. Highs today in the 40s. We're at 36 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
A DU bachelor's degree can help working adults reach their professional goals online evenings and weekends. Attend an open house on April 12th. Information at adultundergrad.du.edu. That's adultundergrad.du.edu.
Do you want to own a computer? Is your credit less than perfect? If you have a checking account and can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell, Gateway, or other name brand computer with no credit check, so you won't be turned down. Call Guaranteed Computer Finance today to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Act now. We'll add a $200 upgrade and a free MP3 player. Get a brand new computer and improve your credit score. Call 800-390-8650. That's 800-390-8650.
If you haven't been thinking about switching to Dish Network, here are some reasons why you should. Dish Network has the most national high-definition programs available, with 23 channels. That's nearly twice as much national HD TV with over 1,700 hours of HD content every week. And now you can get your local channels in HD where available. Sign up with Dish Network and save $200. You'll get a $10 credit for 10 months on qualified programming when you sign up with Dish Network, and $100 cash back from Showtime when you sign up with Dish Network and Showtime. Dish Network programming packages start at $19.99 a month, with HD packages starting at $49.99 a month, with 23 HD channels and 70 standard channels. With Dish Network, there's no equipment to buy and free standard professional installation. Call 888-DISH-924. Offer ends 4/15/06. All prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Requires a $49.99 activation fee. Restrictions, credit approval, qualifying programming purchase, and monthly receiver fees apply. HD receiver upgrade fee applies.
The Denver Gay Men's Chorus presents Songs of the Heart at Montview Boulevard Presbyterian Church for two concerts only. Concerts are at 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow. The 100-member chorus under the direction of David Dunbar will take the audience on a musical journey from Gershwin to Hoobastank. The program will include an eclectic collection of songs celebrating love in all its many facets. Tickets are available at all King Supers or at the door. For more information, go online to dgmc.org.
The biggest barrier to stopping child abuse is secrecy. It's not easy to make the call to report family violence, but it's even harder for a child to tell on a parent. If you know of an abusive situation, call your local child welfare agency to get the help and direction you need. This is from Shiloh House at 6400 West Coal Mine Avenue in Littleton, a quality residential treatment center specializing in outpatient programs, foster care, in-home programs, abuse treatment, and more. Call Shiloh House at 932-9599. That's Shiloh House.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz. Find out how to win a fabulous getaway to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica on AM760.net.
You bet. 9:22, 22 minutes after 9. Sign up now at AM760.net. I got another winner again today. Yeah, we're batting 100% all week long. We have three in a row we've had. Somebody who listens to this show is going to Crocodile Bay, man. I feel it. J. Marvin here on AM760. Progressive Talk, high today 48. Rain to snow. And then tomorrow it's going to warm up. That's not the Stones, is it? No. Stones are in Shanghai, China. You know what? CNN was showing clips of the Stones. Do you think they ever get tired of doing this? Do you ever think they get up there some night and go, you know what?
Would you get sick and tired of living like a rock star? I don't think so.
Well, if you did it every day, wouldn't it become ordinary? And then it would become like, I mean...
Well, what, do they tour once every 5 years, something like that? 5, 6, 7 years?
Well, look at Bill Wyman. He quit.
I don't know. I think I could live that lifestyle.
Wyman quit the Stones.
He must have burned out on it.
I like my lifestyle just fine. I do.
Well, you kind of live that rock and roll lifestyle.
Oh, yeah, right, sure. You know, there's only, for about the first 30 minutes during the Hour of Power is really the only time I come in here and feel like I really don't want to do this sometimes. But once we get going, I'm okay most mornings. I'm just like a cold engine. I just have to get started up and get rolling. Let's go to Rodrigo in Denver. Rodrigo, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing fine. How about you?
Yeah, I want to make a comment about this political debate that's been going on for weeks. I'm from a group. I'm a documentary worker, and I'm not ashamed of that.
Well, wait a minute. Where did you say you're from originally?
Mexico City.
Okay.
Yes.
And you're an undocumented worker?
That's right. And you know what? The thing is, the banks don't care. I recently purchased, a year ago, and then a couple of years ago, I bought two cars, one for me, one for my wife. And the banks don't seem to care whether it's fake or, let's say, invented or somehow I came up with a social security number to apply for a credit for a car loan. And what my concern is, I mean, fine, if you want to kick us all out, who's going to take care of my payment? The car is just probably going to be vandalized and then taken away, towed away, someone is stolen. Because the banks are going to come on after me. I mean, there's no way I'm going to be able to pay that if I'm sent back to my hometown.
Wait a minute. Would you like to become an American citizen?
It's all possible. I want to do that. I mean, the first thing I did when I came to the States, stop speaking Spanish. I'm not going to forget my home, my tongue, my language, my original language. I grew up in Spanish, but I want to be a part of this society, this system. But there's no way the legislators are going to let me down unless I become somehow resident. I don't want my citizenship right away. I don't want to become a resident. I want to become resident now and in the future, prove myself worthy to become a U.S. citizen.
Then you would go through the steps that it would take to become an American citizen.
Yeah, but there's no way. If you go to the U.S. Embassy in Mexico, there's no way they're going to give you a visa just to come and work. What I'm doing now. There's no way. Hey, you know what? I want a visa. I'm going to work at a lumber yard. Can I get a visa, please? At least 5 years. There's no way they're going to give you that.
What do you say to those people? What do you say to those people who would say that you're here illegally, that you've broken the law, and that they want you to leave?
Well, let's start buying things from China. Everything you see at the stores. I went to JCPenney the other day. Made in Afghanistan, made in China, made in Vietnam. Why? Because they have sweatshops over there instead of having them just out the border. I mean, we're neighbors. Canada's neighbor. Mexico's neighbor. Instead of treating us, Americans, the rest of America, like I'm not asking for like maybe 10 or 20 bucks an hour down in Mexico, but a living wage. That would be nice.
I'm sure there's bad apples
in society, like in my Hispanic community. There's some bad apples, and I understand that. Kick them out. Fine. You know what? Get a DUI. Fine. You're out of the country. No questions asked. You sell drugs. You know what? You go to the United States, too. But there's some people who are really hardworking people. And I know for a fact that if the company I work for gets rid of all the undocumented workers, they'll probably go out of business.
What do you say to those people who say that they should dry up the jobs, and then if the jobs dry up, you'll go home?
They're just being brainwashed. Honestly, I didn't come here and take a job. The guy who was who had my position before I took over, he just left. He was a bum. He wasn't really working in that particular job. And I'm doing his job now, and I'm doing really good by it. My immediate supervisor seems to be real happy with my performance.
Did you come here for economic reasons? You come here for to get a job? I mean,
honestly, I came here because I wanted to see what it was like to be in the U.S. Honestly, I didn't really need the money. I wasn't rich. I was like middle class back in Mexico. I wasn't rich either, you know, but I wasn't that poor. My mom supported us, four of us. The way she could. And honestly, I didn't come here for the money, but I stayed here because I like the system and I like what you could accomplish. Even as an undocumented worker, there are many things you could accomplish. And I couldn't imagine what you could do if you become somehow legal. And then after a few years as a U.S. citizen, there's just no, the sky's the limit.
So you're here for the economic opportunities then?
Oh, yeah. Right now, yeah. There's no way I'm going to go back to my hometown and make the kind of money I'm making now. And people talk about us like we are I'm making pretty decent money. I don't understand why people say that we are affecting the
economy. All right, how about this? How about this? What do you say to those people who say that you're taking jobs from American citizens?
Well, I think they're wrong. I think they're wrong. They're completely wrong. I mean, the system is so easy just to go over there. They want to live on welfare their entire life. They don't want to work. They're just being lazy.
You're talking about American citizens?
Yeah, I'm talking about them and some Hispanics that became U.S. citizens right now. I mean, they just became lazy. They don't want to work no more. If I had a chance to work, I'd become an entrepreneur. If I had a chance to become a resident or a U.S. citizen, man, I could probably open my own company, anything, and then hire some U.S. citizens, residents, whatever, and give out jobs, too. That's what I have in mind. I'm not here to take anybody's job. I'm here to take vacancies or openings.
Yeah, but openings are the same thing as, people could say openings are the same thing as taking somebody's job. I mean, you've got a job that, that an American can't apply for.
Well, there are several U.S. citizens that came into this company. They were fired or laid off because they were not performing as Hispanics or the other ethnics do.
How do you feel about people wanting to criminalize you?
They can do whatever they want, you know. There's no way they're going to stop this immigration.
But does it bother you? Does it bother you that there are people who want to criminalize you?
No, it doesn't bother me really, because I know it's not going to happen. I know. I think really his allies are just out there to. They're just looking out for a few hand people that run this country. They're not looking out for the rest of the.
There's going to be a lot of people listening to this conversation who are going to be angry at you.
They can be angry at me. What can I do?
Well,
In a free speech country?
No, but some of them could call up and say, what you can do is and I'm not advocating this, but you know what they could say is they could say to you, you know what you could do? You can leave.
Fine.
Go home.
They can say whatever they want. I mean, the right to say whatever they want, I think, even though I'm not a U.S. citizen or a resident, it's still... As a human right, we have human rights. I'm not asking for, I'm not like another guy called. I'm not asking for freebies. I'm working my ass off to get money. It's literally, but there's no other way. I mean, there's just big companies nobody seems to care about. They just do horrendous things on the environmental. You know, nobody seems to care about that either. You know, but they want to focus on the little people, on the little, on the poor guys, and brainwash them and make them fear, put fear in their minds and saying, oh, you know what, the immigrants are coming here and taking your jobs. So let's approve a law to kick them all out and criminalize these people.
Well, you know, I thank you for calling. It's my sincere hope that that you'll pursue citizenship and that you'll become an American citizen, because that's the right and the correct and the legal way to
things. I don't want citizenship right away, you know. But I want to be able to become a U.S. Resident, permanent resident, and then prove myself worthy as citizenship. That's all I'm asking. I don't want amnesty, because that's what these people want to think. One day, the right-wingers, that's what they want them to think. It's not an amnesty. We just want a right to work, and then whoever's worthy, fine. You know what? You get your citizenship. And the Bill of Rights, you know, that's a good one.
All right, Rodrigo. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call. Thank you for your time. All right, anybody want to comment on that call? One line open at 303-713-7600. 932, 28 before 10. Sign up to win that eco trip to Costa Rica. Do it now. AM760.net. We're batting 100% on this show and somebody here.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
The 5-star government crash test rated Jeep Grand Cherokee and get up to $3,500 in combined cash allowances. See your Jeep dealer for details.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Find out how to win a fabulous getaway to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica on AM760.net. Gee, Costa Rica. I wonder if I'm eligible. Maybe I can fix it. I guess I'd look bad if I won, huh?
Can't stand George W. Bush. The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe. At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk, AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
What's the price of safety? Midas says it shouldn't be as much as you think. You can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads installed at Midas for just $99.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads again for as long as you own your car for just $99.95. Midas offers pads that are manufactured to the highest brake standards in the industry and meet or exceed the performance of the pads that came with your car when it was new. Midas has over 3,000 ASE certified mechanics too. So no matter where you drive, Midas is there. No wonder more Americans trust Midas for their brakes than any place else. And to help keep you safely on the road this season, get the Midas Touch Maintenance Package for just $29.95. They'll change your oil, rotate your tires, perform a courtesy check, including a visual brake check, all for just $29.95. To Midas, nothing's more important than your safety, and keeping it safely on the road costs less than you think when you trust the Midas Touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra, subject to availability. Oil change includes up to 5 quarts of multi-grade oil, other grades and synthetics extra. Most vehicles, diesel vehicles extra. Not valid with discount offers. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Prices and participation
may vary.
I was lucky enough to find out about Laurel Langmire. Since then, I own 16 investment properties.
Free yourself from the daily grind of your 9-to-5 job.
First 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs into financial freedom.
Laurel blew me away, and I went, I got to work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A master of customized one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmire can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. Turn your financial dreams into reality.
Laurel's exclusive seminar is coming to your area Saturday, April 8th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Normally $495, but if you call now, you'll get two free tickets to attend. Call 1-800-704-3220. Come to Laurel's exclusive seminar in your area Saturday, April 8th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Normally $495 a ticket. Get two free tickets only if you call now. 800-704-3220. 800-704-3220.
This is Al Franken. Want to have breakfast with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
The Beatles. Thoughts Wings, actually. Way to go, Jay. I've been listening to too many Hank Lachlan records. 9:37. 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 48 rated snow, and it's still wet out there. But you know what? Tomorrow it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 67, and then on Sunday, 70 degrees. All right, it's open phones, 303-713-7600. You know what? I'm going to make this confession on the air. No, not the fact that I've lost 40 pounds, but we have for, it seems like, what, and John, correct me if I'm wrong on this, we've been talking about immigration now for what, two weeks, maybe? I'm worn out with this. I'm not saying you can't call in and talk about it. I'm just saying that I'm emotionally tapped on this. Because no matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter what you propose, no matter what's out there, nobody likes anything. It's like, you know, it's like nobody can agree on how to fix this. Now, you take the last caller, Rodrigo, okay? He's an illegal immigrant. And by the way, had a guy call here and start screaming at Turk that if I were really a liberal and progressive, I wouldn't call him an illegal immigrant. I'd call him an undocumented worker. Well, you know, the fact is that if you're here without papers, you're illegal. But I wasn't going to say to the guy, okay, you know what, go home. Now, maybe some of you can do that. I don't have that in me. And to me, I don't see anything wrong with somebody, and I know this is going to cause an avalanche of BS, but I don't see anything wrong with somebody who wants to be an American citizen, wants to be part of this society, wants to contribute. You ought to do it legally. It ought to be done legally. But it's like, we're all going to be members of this homogeneous club, and I'm here and you can't get in? Well, if we're going to play that game, then what about the Native Americans who lived here? How about the Mexicans before we got here? I mean, Colorado is a Spanish word for red, isn't it? You know? All right, let's go to John and Brush. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, I thought I was never going to get there this morning.
Oh, yeah, you were.
I have a solution for you that I think satisfies everybody. You can't ignore the problem. You can't ship 11 million people back to Mexico. You have to then create a system. And what I would establish is, let's call it an orange card. First, you have to have big fines against anybody who hires an illegal or undocumented worker. Big fines. And those have to be enforced. Second, then, you issue to anybody who is illegal in this country right now what I would call, let's call it an orange card. That gives them some status. But to get an orange card, you have to be photographed, fingerprinted, and you begin a record of your history in the United States. Employment, taxes, Social Security, whatever it takes. And the ability to lose that orange card would depend if you were arrested for felony or for major serious kind of crime or consecutive crimes. You could lose that status. Now, if you have dried up the jobs by having big fines The only way you could work is either be, with a green card or with a temporary orange card. Now, you've got everything going for everybody. We've satisfied the law and order people because we've created a special category of people that can be hired. And I don't care what you do with that. You could list it, either a below minimum wage. You could knock off $1 an hour or whatever. You could demand, I don't care, medical. I mean, this part of this is still real open. But once you have a computer file, anybody that would hire somebody could go to the computer database, check a picture with a documentation with an alien social security number, and you could tell whether you were hiring an illegal alien or not. And then you've got a process. Now, that works for the employers because they can then hire anybody that comes to them who is now documented. It satisfies the law and order people because we've made people legal, and it satisfies the people who are here illegally because they could begin to develop a track record. You could keep that documentation that they have paid Social Security, that they have not broken the law, that they have been gainfully employed, and then if you want to bring in Kennedy and McCain, that they have learned English, and they could accumulate, in a sense, a set of points, which says at a certain point in time, they have earned enough to either move to the head of the line for a green card or move into position to become alien or a resident. And what we have now is we've got 11 million people that we don't have any handle on whatsoever. And so either you've got to ignore it, which we can't do, we've got to send them all back to Mexico, which we can't do, just logistically. So the only way to solve the problem is to begin to build some kind of data to help people either be legal or illegal. If they're, and if you take away the jobs and you have big fines, then these people, the people from Mexico will come and get.
What happens if they don't want to come forward, though, and give you the information?
Well, I'm sorry, say again?
What happens if they don't want to come forward and give you the information?
Why does anybody want to?
No, what happens if they don't want to? What happens if they want to hide in the shadows?
Well, if somebody wants to say undocumented or has illegal reason for doing that, if you have dried up the jobs at $1,000 to $10,000 fines, if you can start having those things. I mean, if somebody comes to your door, knocks on your door and says, I want to rake your yard, you can go to the database and check their ID. And if they're raking your yard and somebody comes along and says that person's illegal and they show it, you can be fined $1,000. If you are a business, if you're Walmart or private business or a trucking company or whatever, and you're found with an illegal alien, $10,000. First, dry up the jobs. That will then force either people will go home because there are no jobs or they will decide for documentation. And documentation, if you've got an illegal person, I don't think you'd be violating. I mean, yes, you're violating to some degree rights. You're keeping files on people, but we've got files on everybody. So let's at least get some kind of file on the people who are here. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, it does. The only problem you're going to have is you're just going to have to fight with the send them home crowd.
Yeah, well, this way, at least, the send them home crowd are kind of law and order people. And this way, we've got law and order. And if you've got 11 million, let's say we've got 11 million people here from south of the border, and, 10,500,000 of them are relatively good workers, decent citizens, good neighbors, and you got 500,000 people, if you've got a computer base, we can find those 500,000 people now. The next time somebody says, oh, he wants to rake my yard, and I look at the computer and he shows up, we got a computer hit. We know where that person is.
Yeah, the only thing is, I think there's a segment of people involved in this debate that are polarized by fear and also racial. Racial overtones. And
but this is the only thing
that makes,
that
makes the thing a huge mess.
This is the only thing I can think of is like I say, you ignore it, you ship them back, or at least you start building a documentation of who's here and what they're doing here. And if that documentation is in their best interest to build a record for citizenship or build a record for a permanent visitation card, like that other guy just said, then we're doing something that benefits them, and it's making legality, it's giving us a handle on it.
All right. Hey, John, thank you, man. Good call.
Mm-hmm.
Good to hear your voice. Appreciate the call. All right. Oops. All right, 9:45, 15 minutes away from 10 o'clock. There's John's idea. You can comment on that or entertain that idea. It's 303-713-7600, one line open, 9:45, 15 away from 10, AM 760.
What if an expert who knew everything about Denver business could give you a five-minute listing once a week? of people and companies to read more about or to contact in order to move your business forward. Imagine the time you'd save and the money you'd make. Well, you can have this expert and his list, but it'll cost you $1.09 a week. Call 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.com.
And for thousands less is how they survive T-Rex. So get your loaded 05 Explorer today for just $16.99 only at Freeway Ford at I-25 and Evans or cheaperfords.com.
Jay Marvin here with a question. How can AM760 say thanks to you, our most loyal listeners? How about an up-close personal breakfast with me and Al Franken? Or dinner with me and Big Ed Schultz?
How about $500 worth of gas?
Or just some cash to pay your bills? You could win one of these exciting prizes and be qualified to win our grand prize, an eco trip to Costa Rica where you can swim, kayak, mountain bike, and hike, and then relax at the fabulous Crocodile Bay Lodge. To find out how to win, go to am760.net right now. Thanks for listening to AM760 Progressive Talk.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the internet is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624.
9:47, 13 minutes in front of 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Ooh, I thought I was going to sneeze there. Hey, you know what? Another hour of fantastic buying power from Rocky's Autos. They're into the summer season now, and they're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. But if you come a little bit after 9, you'll be fine. They'll take care of you. And their matching down incentive is going on right now up to $1,500. So if you put down $15, they'll put down $15, and you got like $3,000. Same thing all the way down the line. $1,000, you got two. $500, you got $1,000. And they have got a ton of good-looking vehicles, over 500 of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. You know, I take you out there, we walk the place, and you'll find something that you absolutely love. Mary and I went out there a couple of times, because I go out there regularly, and I'm going out there today. She saw something she liked, and we got it. We got a great deal, and she's thrilled with it. And we sent all of our friends to Rockies, too. You know what? They'll show you Carfax. Tells you everything you need to know about the vehicle, and you know what? A lot of places charge for that. Rockies will give it to you for free. Every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Look, you know what? It's your money, and you deserve to be treated right. You deserve to get a good deal, and there's no better place to go than Rockies. I wouldn't send you there if it wasn't the truth. I buy there. Mary buys there. You should buy there, too. Rockies Autos. Check them out on the internet, RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Look at that fantastic selection online. Or do what I do, and I'll see you out there today. Be out there in a couple hours. Get on out to Rockies. Corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Do you long for a sense of the sacred? At North Presbyterian Church, 37th and Federal, we seek the Spirit in all of creation, each human encounter, and everyday events. Come join us in the search. Multicultural worship, 10:30 Sundays, 37th and Federal, Denver.
Reports show that teenage drivers are at greater risk for fatal accidents. In fact, more American teenagers die in car wrecks than any other way, over 5,000 per year. Caution your kids about drinking, drugs, distractions, reckless driving, and their future records. This is from KD Canopy, specializing in instant setup canopies, great for shelter from the sun and light showers, perfect for poolside concession stands at sporting events or fairs. Log on to kdcanopy.com.
Regency Window.
Regency Window.
Do what I did. Put the Regency Bristol window in your home. This is Dave Logan. For a limited time, buy two windows and get the third one free. Call 303-233-0833.
This is Ed Schultz. Find out how to win a dinner with me and Jay Marvin. Go to am760.net right now and sign up to win some great prizes from AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yep, Get on there and sign up, because we want you to win. It's 9:50, 10 minutes away from 10 o'clock. High today, 48, rain and snow. A lot of calls on the line here. I want to try to get as many as I can, but I got to read you this email. I never do this on the air, but I'm going to read this one. Check this one out. This is a guy who sends it. Here's his email address. AirAmericaSucks@AOL.com. And it says, not a fan. By the way, he sent this to me last night at 11:42, which indicates that this radio station and this program were having effect with the right-wingers, because they stay up all night, you know, ruminating over the stuff they hear here today, that they hear every day on this radio station 24 hours a day. Just wanted to take the time to let you know that I think you are an un-American and a traitor to the United States of America. For you to want to label yourself as an FDR Democrat and to think that FDR would spout such treacherous filth as yourself is despicable. There are men that beat their wives and say they are good husbands. There are men who beat their children and say they are good fathers. Then there are people like you that do what you do and call yourselves good Americans. It's laughable and ridiculous. And I have said before to you, to your taunt, to sign my name to these emails, people on the left like you tend to resolve differences of opinion with violence and threats. And though I do not fear you or your audience or your disgusting sycophants, there are others that live in my home that I cannot protect 24 hours a day from the terroristic tactics of people with a liberal ideology. You know, the only thing I got to say to this guy is talking about the threats of violence. Hello, do you know who Eric Rudolph is? Somehow I don't think he's a member of the Democratic Party. All right, back to the phones. We'll go to Becky in Denver. Becky, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I'm not an expert on NAFTA, and in fact, I know very little about it, but I think part of what NAFTA was trying to do was a big picture, elevate Mexico, a third world country, so that the temptation that's here in America for third world people isn't so strong. People won't want to come here. They'll want to stay home. And right now we have so much here. We walk away from the table and we leave it half full. They don't even have tables in their homes in Mexico and a lot of places. So we're too much temptation. People will always come here, and I think we have to look at it from a big picture that way and not vilify people trying to better their lives. They're doing jobs nobody else wants here, and that's not always the case, but I think out of the 11 or 12 million, that's probably a lot of the case.
Well, I disagree with you about NAFTA, and I think the unintended consequences, or the intended consequences, rather, of NAFTA, and the intended consequences of this country's policies have always been to try to get cheap labor. We've always tried to get cheap labor. We've been doing it, you know, since probably before you were born and
so
I was born.
We created it.
Well, we created it, and we've created turmoil in third world countries. We've been doing it all over the globe, and then we don't want to face up to the things that we've done. I mean, you know, the Iran is in the situation that it's in because we installed the Shah, and before the Shah was in power, there was the Mossadegh government there, which was democratically elected, but we didn't like them, so we overthrew them. Same thing in Chile, where, you know, Salvador Allende was elected, and we, you know, had him assassinated and had Augusto Pinochet put into power. Terrible things have happened to third world people, and we've been behind a lot of that.
Well,
and
we have to clean up our own house, and we have to quit blaming our victims for the situations and the discrepancies and the inequities that exist. I mean, we have to make an effort to help other people in the world. We can do that. We are supposedly a strong power. How are we using our power? I mean, we've got to change the way we lead our country and help other countries, and we're not doing that.
Well,
we're vilifying, we're demonizing people who are, I think, victims of the inequities that we've created.
Well, I think by and large you're right about that. I mean, it is things that we have created, and we've also sat there and seduced them. We've told them to come here.
That's right.
We've given them a wink and a nod, and now we don't want them anymore, and we're upset about it, and now it's a big political bomb, and everybody's polarized and is crazy. Becky, thank you. I appreciate the call. Have a good day, and stay dry.
You too.
Okay. Let's go to Garth in Englewood. Garth, hi. You're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just had a couple comments about immigration and respect for the flag. And, you know, I don't feel real strongly about I don't have an anti-undocumented worker feeling or anti-immigrant feeling. But when I hear stories of men like Rodrigo Rodrigo, who called in earlier, you know, I just feel nothing but respect when I see them on the street doing jobs that are all around us. You know, I'm grateful, and I think they are contributing to our society. And you and the last caller touched on an important point about the neoliberal economic policies that have projected U.S. hegemony around the world have created many of the conditions in their countries that cause people to immigrate. And but I also wanted to touch briefly on respect for the flag, because I think some of these people are forgetting important things. And if you look at the American Legion website, legion.org, you can find sections on the code, the flag code. And there's all kinds of things that it specifies, such as flag should never touch anything beneath it, such as the ground, the floor, water, or merchandise.
Well, let me, because we're short on time here, let me interrupt you and just say this. We need to clean up our own acts in regards to Mexico. We need to get the Mexican government to clean up its act. There's a remittance game going on where they're making money off of people who are sending money back. We've got to straighten this whole thing out. That's number one. Number two, the flag issue that's been going around. Hey, if I were on right-wing talk radio, you know what? I'd be beating my chest about this, too, and screaming about it. And why not? Because it beats having to talk about the fact that Bush leaked sensitive intelligence information and all the other shenanigans that this administration has been up to. And it must be tough for those guys to go in and day out and defend that stuff. And that whole flag flap, while I believe that students should be able to wear whatever the heck they want to wear to school within reason, and they should be able, you know, they should have the right of free speech, and the First Amendment guarantees that, that was a move by that principal. That was a move by those schools to try to calm things down, and it was a disciplinary situation, and it had nothing to do with patriotism. And to get knotheads who call in here, like the guy the other day, and you hear them all over the right-wing talk stations about how, oh, you know, it's all about patriotism, and suddenly they're all scared about freedom of speech. But you know something? Let me tell you, who are the first people to ever go after freedom of speech? It's always the right wing. They're the first people to try to put the lid on it. Garth, take care. Thank you. Appreciate the call. All right, Monday. Former CIA operative Larry Johnson on this whole leak situation, and also damaging news about Wayne Allard and how he has failed the school systems and the education systems across this country. So we'll talk about that on Monday. Have a great weekend. See you at Rockies later.
You never stop talking about freedom, and I appreciate that, but I see you assert your right to tap my telephone, to arrest me and hold.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Is replacing your car's windshield on your to-do list? Give Shock Glass a call. They handle the insurance paperwork so you don't have to. Their mobile installers can have your auto glass replaced while you work. Want a discount? Ask your coworkers if they also need their auto glass replaced. For a quick quote, call Kenny Shock at 720-226-4914. Whether for commercial, residential, or auto, give Kenny Shock a call at 720-226-4914.
The tumor. Call us today at 303-44-